though. Girl, it's hard not for me to blaze. To tell the truth, it sure was you in this booth that I was blazing. So I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you. I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. But the song's so fucking dope, girl, it's hard not for me to play. Tell the truth, the shit was you in this booth that I was playing. So I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby.
Coach Rob show.
The Coach Rob and Omi D show.
Whichever way you look at it, it's still my show.
Omi, look through my eyes.
Your eyes are wrong. I'm the right guy. Everybody, look, my picks are right. If you want to bet the house or the farm on something, you bet with Omi D. You don't roll with Coach Rob because he can't throw a spiral football. We saw that earlier today. Am I right?
No, something was wrong with my arm.
No, you don't need all that.
For real.
Just tell the truth.
The sleeve on my shirt was holding my elbow too tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is he about to tell you to wear an Under Armour shirt when you're coming over here to do all kind of craziness? You know, we come and do a sports show. You know me, I'm always, next week I'm pulling out the golf clubs before the show.
Yeah, when I pulled up, I thought you was German Shocking.
What? You saw me with my Victor Cruz on.
Yeah.
Hey, this is what you call silent protest. This is what you have to do when you don't like the decisions that the big guys are making right here. The only thing I'm going to say is, go Victor Cruz. Go Victor Cruz. Not a big fan of Jerry Jones' office decisions, but hey, we'll get into that later on.
Now, he makes great office decisions. Terrible football decisions. You seen the new news, right?
What, he bought some new Staples?
Where they're worth.
What is their worth?
They've reached that $3 billion mark.
Yeah, they're aging up to me.
Highest grossing worth, whatever you want to call it, team ever. They got a lot of money. A lot of money.
I like that.
A lot of money.
I like that. I don't support what he's doing with his money on the field antics. But, you know, later on in the show, we got some Cowboys schedules, and we'll talk about that schedule, and we're going to make some picks today. And I got a foolproof plan. I figured out how we're going to keep track of this every week. So who's going to be the winner and the loser?
We already know.
We might need to put a skirt on this thing, too. So, you know, we're going to talk about skirts later in Fantasy Island. But what do we got coming up for him on the show today, Coach?
Man, we got a little what the hell with Johnny Manziel.
Oh, yes.
He doing up to his usual antics.
We got a lot to talk about when it comes
to
that.
Yeah, he up to his usual antics. We're going to have to get into him. We got some interviews.
Got a couple of interviews. We got some celebrities in the building, and not just myself. Somebody in this room is going to be in a boxing match with a boxer.
Yeah.
And I already told Coach Rob that he was going to be the guy to be in the boxing match.
And how did that go for you?
Look, there are two, like this, there are two pugilists here, and I'm going to take this guy here, and we'll let you take our other pugilist here, and
well, if I got a fight,
we'll talk about that later. Let's not get into that right now, because we've got some boxing news coming for you later. We're going to have a little fun. We got Liddell the Closer Williams in the building, and wait a minute.
I've seen him close, too. Yeah.
I saw a fight earlier today.
Yeah, we both.
And it was pretty intimidating.
Yeah.
From the standpoint of, you know, if you're about to go, how many rounds they go now? 12? This ain't bare knuckle boxing no more, so they only go about 12 rounds.
Yeah.
In it. And you know what? Let's introduce them.
Let's say
hello.
You sure?
Yes, because it's the intro.
Okay.
All right, we're going to introduce our guests right now, and then we're going to make them be quiet through the rest of the intro. And then when we come back, we're going to let them
stand up and sit down.
It's like church. Stand up and say your name and tell us where you're from, and then you get to do nothing else for the rest of the church service but clap and give money. So let's talk about our first guest right across from me.
Yeah, let's do the lady
first. The champ. Introduce. She got her own shirt on, too.
Say.
And
it ain't bedazzled.
And it ain't bedazzled. Tell her, everybody. Introduce yourself.
I'm Chicken.
Ooh. Chicken the champ.
The champ.
There you go. Come on. Yeah. Represent you on
fight night champ.
Fight night champ. Chicken the champ. She's the fight night champ. And Coach Rob is going to take her on in 10-round boxing match later on. We're going to talk about that.
Oh, man. I don't want to go back to jail.
He might be too small, though.
Okay, let me go get my pit bull.
The champ, this is a boxing match. This
I can't
is
bring
not,
my pit bull.
You
like,
cannot bring the pit bull.
That dog is.
And to the right, we have. Introduce yourself.
Liddell the Closer.
Liddell the Closer.
He was done. It's close. It's close.
Mr. and Mrs. Closer.
Yeah.
We got your food ready up front, please.
Come here, baby. Let's go get our food.
Yeah.
We're the closers.
I gotta give me a boxing nickname. I was talking to my baby about it. So I said, man, if I'm gonna do some boxing ever, I got to have me a nickname. I'm like, I don't know what I'd call myself. Coach Rob don't even answer.
You saw my lips about to move.
I saw your lips about to say something that I was probably not gonna say that I particularly like. But we might let the fans of the show pick and email in some names. So if you got a boxing name for me, hit me up. OmiedOnline, OmiedOnline @gmail.com. Or on my Twitter, OmiedOnline. Instagram, OmiedOnline. Everything is OmiedOnline. Just find me. Hit me up. Let me know what your boxing name you think it should be. I'm going to do it. I'm going to change my last name to something smooth like the Closer.
You the new Ron Artest. Change your name every week.
Is it?
What did he say his new name?
Panda Express.
Something like that. Orange Chicken. I don't know.
We'll Google that on the break. Ron Artest's new name is.
Shout out to old Ron. Ron Artest and Dennis Rodman. They somewhere together right now.
South North Korea. So what else we got? We got Fantasy Island coming for him tonight on the show.
Yeah.
We got college football.
Definitely, I got my top team.
We're gonna talk about your top team.
Got my top team. It's controversial.
Even the AP top 10 has changed because there's been some injuries we're gonna have to talk about. We got a lot to talk about.
Somebody
college football.
Done beat up somebody and something went to jail. Ain't no telling.
We're gonna talk about that too.
No college
we're gonna
these
talk
days.
About that. We got a little MLB news. I'm gonna talk about a former Texas Ranger.
Oh.
Josh Hamilton.
Uh-oh.
$125 million decision.
Get your beer bottles ready.
$125 million decision that they made in L.A.
Man,
that they might be regretting. And we've got we're going to interview Chicken the Champ.
Chicken the Champ.
And the Closer.
And the Closer. And it's closed.
And it's closed. And let me see what else we got. Anything else? I got my college football. I got all. What else you got, Coach? What you got?
Man, I don't want to give him nothing.
That's it?
We're going to talk about NFL. Then we got some NBA basketball schedules came out.
I checked out the schedule.
Got to talk about that.
I checked out the schedule.
Yeah.
And it's quite interesting. I'm not going to get into that. It's about time for Fantasy Island.
Yeah.
But before we do Fantasy Island.
Then what?
We're going to take a commercial break.
I'm ready.
Quick commercial break, man. We're going to get everything loaded up on the plane. We're going to head out to Fantasy Island. We're going to talk about some studs, some duds. how you can join us and play Fantasy Island and why Coach Rob is going to wear a skirt.
When I'm throwing up the eggs like these.
No. When we come back on the Omi D and Coach Rob show.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Big Cleek. 2014 Urban Underground Awards are dedicated to bringing recognition to the nation. Hard, working, unsigned, underrated, music genres, fashion, bloggers, internet radio stations, and 20-plus categories. The 2014 Urban Underground Award tentative scheduled date and live television taping is September the 20th, 2014 at the Green Elephant in Dallas, Texas. Make sure you upload www.cboyradio.com for voting information. That starts June the 3rd. For more information and sponsorship, call 817-941-0246. Powered by CBOYRadio.com.
Coach Rob Show is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com. That's AUDIBLE.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're listening to us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/RFSports, you get one free audiobook and 1 month free service with that sign up. They have everything from green eggs and ham to rich dad, poor dad. Check it out today at audibletrial.com/RFSports. That's audibletrial.com/RFSports.
Even the sun goes down. Heroes eventually. Where are we going? We are back to Fantasy Island. That's where we're going. Hello.
We're going to Fantasy Island.
I should have got the theme. Can't even get
my flip flop.
Fantasy Island, where everything is. I've got to get. You know what? DJ Spanky James, please remind me to next week get the fantasy football music from Peyton Manning and Eli.
I'm on it.
I got to have that for the Fantasy Island.
Man, you don't know no Peyton to the Manning.
I know both of them. They was in Louisiana. Their daddy name is
Archie.
Archie
Bunker.
And I used to talk to him about football back in the day. So I'm going to tell him to send that over. We got that. This is going to be our new intro because they killed that song. If you hadn't checked that out, go to YouTube and check out Peyton and Eli, best rap song of the year so far. Fantasy Island.
We're there.
We're here. It's where we do fantasy sports every week, every Wednesday. We're going to talk about our fantasy football league. So if you want to get down with our fantasy football league, all you got to do is go to Yahoo.
I threw my pen down.
Why?
Because I was just thinking about what you said in fantasy last week about Dez and going to be a bust and don't pick him in fantasy. And he went out there and ate this week in preseason.
Are we going to talk about that now or are we going to talk about that in preseason football?
No, because we're talking about fantasy and you said he's not going to be good in fantasy.
Look, Dez and Tony Romo always look good in preseason. And then Jason Witten takes the right side of the field and Dez becomes the third receiver. So, yeah, I'm still saying it's going to be a bust. Look, I'm not impressed by preseason antics. Let's just say this. Especially from Tony Romo. I'm definitely not impressed by preseason antics from Tony Romo. It's like, whoa, look, I hit Dez 14 times. Woo! And then everybody's going, oh, that's it. That's it. I even saw an article in Dallas Morning News. Oh, Romo and Bryant showed that they're right on the same page. I saw that same article last season. And then when it comes out, who's the number one receiver at the end of last season? Jason Witten. Every time, bro. So I'm not, I'm
that's
still
going. A biased voter.
I'm not biased. I'm just telling the truth. I watch football.
Nah.
Do you not watch the games?
Yeah.
I think you just on the Tony Romo boat. Because you know what? This is Dez Bryant's last year, I think, on his contract. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to put it out here. Unless they get a new quarterback, I think Dez is gone.
Think so?
I think Dez is gone. I think he's going to do a LeBron. I think he's going to go. He's going to go to a contender, and then he's going to make his way back to Dallas, and then retire. Man. Everybody always want to say mm-mm to me. You think Dez is going to stay here the whole
time? Whatever kind of coffee you drank this morning, throw it in the trash because it ain't working. You still sleep.
Okay. Okay. Remember, you want to write this down? Write it. I'm telling you, man.
It's in the radio archives of the world. In the,
y'all heard it first. Look, we're going to open up the phone lines, 214-317-4855. If you want to call in and get in on some of these antics, hit us up, 214-317-4855. Dez Bryant won't be here after this season because he's going to get tired of it. But anyway, go to Yahoo Fantasy Sports.
Yahoo.
You can check our fantasy league out. The Omi D and Coach Rob Show League, jump in there. If you want me to send you a personal invitation, I will do that. You just have to send me an email to omidonline@gmail.com or omidonline@yahoo.com or whichever email. I got them all. Just send me an email to one of those Omi D Onlines, and I will send you a personal invitation along with a picture of Coach Rob, autograph from fifth grade. And some gym shorts, and that's you'll be wrong. On the team.
That's wrong.
Bro, I like to give back to our fans. That's what I do.
And I do still have them shorts, too.
And so.
That's wrong.
I was really just playing, but if you're going to say it like that.
Hey, I did my first fantasy draft this you past weekend.
I missed my first fantasy draft this weekend. How'd yours come out?
I think I did good.
I think I did good.
I'm going to run them down to you, and I want you to tell me what you think. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you, I already got my first week matchup.
Your first week matchup?
My first week matchup with Seattle Alex.
Seattle Alex.
Of course, you know he's a Seattle Seahawks fan.
I was going to say he probably likes Pittsburgh.
Yeah. No. No. I got Peyton against Russell.
Okay, you got Peyton?
I got Peyton.
Okay, okay.
Against
okay.
Russell Wilson.
Okay, okay. You win that one?
I got, who you got on that?
I got Peyton on that.
Okay. Percy Harvin,
yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Julio Jones, him.
Julio.
Julio. Y'all, yeah. Julio. He's like, Julio. He's closer. Julio. Close. I Julio. Thought you with me.
The closer says.
Percy Harvin ain't the same.
He ain't the same.
Nah.
But he showed out at the end of the season.
How many plays did he actually play? He can't play a whole game like that.
Two.
Can't
two argue plays. With that. Dang, so, he played two plays.
Come on, Percy. We got to prove him wrong.
Oh, man. I can catch him both times.
Let's see. Then I got Emmanuel Sanders against Alshon Jeffrey.
Emmanuel Lewis?
No, man, Sanders.
Who you play for?
Man, you see? Hold on.
Yeah, I ain't heard of him.
The Broncos.
Oh,
he played for your team.
Okay. Look, I don't look to rosters.
Well,
until
he played
I
for the Broncos, cut. Yeah. He,
yeah.
And the reason I say that because, you know, Decker gone.
Yeah.
Decker you know, out they, exactly. They need, so he'd be one to step up. And Peyton, you know, find him in that end zone. You know, he good for making a start.
Yeah, and he will make
so
a start.
I picked
that's
him
not
as
a normal start.
I picked him as a diamond in the rough. Then you got Marcus Coast and me, Andre Johnson, him.
Oh, I'm going to say Coastin.
Thank
you. Coastin, because who's thank the quarterback in Houston?
Thank you.
Jim Brady.
Thank you. Then we got Frank Gore, me, Adrian Peterson, him.
AP.
But Frank Gore playing Dallas.
Who's AP? AP.
AP playing St. Louis.
Yeah, AP.
AP.
But Dallas.
AP gonna eat regardless.
AP gonna eat. And this is St. Louis.
You know it. And
his
know
first
it,
game
coach.
Of the season.
You know it, coach.
Okay. I'm hoping, you know. I'm for Dallas, but Frank Gore need to climb.
125 yards.
Now.
And three touchdowns.
Remember last week I told y'all you and Mr. Fisher about one of my sleepers, and I had to go get him. I got Mark Ingram going against Rashad Jennings.
Watch. I'm going to take Ingram on a fluke.
See? Thank
Ingram
you.
Ingram on a touchdown.
Thank you.
Just one touchdown. You're going to get that one by like, it's going to be a, and if you don't know how fantasy football points go, normally it's like some decimal points in there. You're going to get that by like 0.48.
I think Ingram's going to have a zero.
Oh, man.
Oh,
Fisher says zero
man.
For Ingram.
He didn't give him 1 point.
He didn't give Ingram
he
any
didn't give him a first down. He can't get a first.
No.
He can't get a first. He can't even get a carry.
He said he won't even get in the game next week.
Now, I went out on a limb.
Uh-oh.
And I might have to switch this, but I got I got Darren Sproles against Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, Sproles.
I'm gonna say Sproles because Watkins hurt his rib.
See, that's why I was thinking the veteran gonna do a little bit more than the rookie.
I think he was gonna. If it was week three, Sammy Watkins, I'd probably take week three. But this rib injury,
yeah.
I mean, I know it's not going to really stop you from your first NFL game. You're probably going to be out there trying to go ham, but it is a rib injury.
And they play in Chicago.
And it is a rib injury. Yeah. So you're going to have to be, you know, you're a receiver, so you're going to have to be stretching out. So I'm going to say Sammy's going to come up short on that one.
Then at tight end, I think I really got this one, but I don't. I got Jermichael Finley against Martellus Bennett.
Is he still for Chicago?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Finley.
You're going to go Finley.
Finley over Martellus.
The only thing, they play Seattle.
I'll take Martellus.
Wow. Who plays Seattle?
Finley. Jermichael Finley.
Oh, I'm going to take
Martellus Bennett play Buffalo.
I'm going to take Martellus on that one.
No, that Buffalo got a little defense
Martellus
on
it. I'm going to have to take Martellus on that, Kyle.
Taking Martellus. But Jermichael, the middle of the field going to be over.
No, it's not.
Dang.
It's going to be somebody in the middle. It's three linebackers back there.
You know Seattle plays. They play zone. They drop back.
Yeah. What are they running up there? 4-3, 3-4, 8-9?
They running a legion of bones. That's what they run. They run a
Buyout.
They run a flag.
Pete Carroll said, "Y'all get out there."
Illegal
and play
hit. That was too hard.
Y'all get out there and play defense. So I think on your first picks, bro, you might pull off a W.
That's what I'm about to ask. Overall, what you think?
It's gonna be one of those close. It'll be like 102.1 to like 106.4.
With me like pulling
that.
It out.
With you pulling it out. 106.4.
What you think, close?
You got a good lineup. It ain't solid, but it's
all right.
It ain't solid.
See, it ain't like that uppercut I gave old boy last time. But
nah, it's really
a jab. It'll get you there.
The jab that you
hit.
You got one of like week one upset.
Okay.
Okay. Like, it was just week one. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why okay. I came through.
Nobody stretched out.
I take it.
So you'll take all the points and W's you can get right now. What about you? Either you guys in fantasy football?
No,
y'all get down with fantasy football? Chicken's like, I can't punch
Chicken
nobody.
The champ look like she don't even know what a football.
She's like,
oh, here we go.
She said, do they have a fantasy league with tights where I can watch? Yeah, he had the best tights.
I'm drafting the tight end this week.
I got all tight ends. You can't get all tight ends. Just go hit somebody.
Exactly.
Like, Coach Rob. Spar with lady. What about you, Close? Are you getting into fantasy football? Not yet?
No, not yet. Most I do with the football is it, you know, the little college, the picks on
the
college.
Picks. Yeah, I like that. I'm a big college football. We get into college football a little bit later.
Yeah.
There's going to be, I already picked one upset. Man, you know, we'll talk about that later.
Don't do it.
Sit down.
Okay.
Look, let's get into our fantasy studs and duds this week. And then, hold on, wait, time out. What? I forgot to tell them about your skirt. So, every week, between Coach Rob and I, whoever has the most points does not have to wear this Hawaiian lace skirt or grass skirt. And whoever has to wear the grass skirt has to take pictures and they'll be posted on social media, Facebook, websites, everything. Omidee's going for a straight season, no skirt. All right. I'm a champ.
That will not happen.
I don't know.
That will not happen.
Look, I'm putting it right now. Write it down, just like mother picks. No skirt for OMD. You're going to see 18 weeks of Coach Rob. And then we're going to take those 18, the best 12, we're going to turn into a Coach Rob calendar. And we're going to sell to help benefit, underage youth in, underprivileged neighborhoods.
They do water sports.
Yes. There we go, Coach. Someone's going to swim this year.
My wife going to leave me.
But you're doing something good for the children. That's all that matters.
Just for the kids and water sports I'm with.
Exactly. So y'all join in. I need y'all to come on to our league, Omi D and Coach Rob show. I need y'all to make sure Coach Rob keeps that skirt all 18 seasons, weeks, at least 12 of them, so we can get us a good calendar going.
Mm-mm.
But
it's going to be some blank months in that calendar.
look. I might take an L one week. I'll go in there as Mr. April. I will do that. Man. I will do
April
that.
April Fool.
Set myself up for that one. So, fantasy studs. This week, man, I got a couple studs. I got a couple duds, and I did some research.
Yeah, I'm going to rate your studs, duds. Go ahead, Omi D.
You know, I'm always right.
Your
anyway.
New York Giants stuff, huh?
Don't hate on my silent protest. Anyway, Cam Newton is going to be my dud, fantasy dud this season.
No, stud.
See, here you go again.
No.
Did you?
I can't sit right here and let you say Cam Newton.
Tell him close. Look at he finna close.
Cam going to put up his numbers regardless. Win okay. or lose, he going to put up his numbers.
Okay, I agree. Mm. Now, on the wide receiver front.
He knew he was going to lose that battle.
He's going to put up his numbers, whether that be 100 yards rushing or 100 yards combined total. But what's going to make Cam Newton a dud this year, I think, are the receivers that they have. And it's kind of hard to say right now because, you know, rosters aren't all set and people will make moves. But right now, I mean, Jason Avant and Jericho Kotri really ain't impressing me for people.
So your studs and duds are based on a team or based on the player itself?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both. Because
you got to do a team study. You're doing player study.
No,
player study and duds. Cam Newton's a stud.
Well, no. It's not. See, in fantasy sports, it's not always just based on is he a great quarterback. Now, I think Cam Newton is a top tier, top five quarterback. Period. Now, the team he's around, no. Not a top five team at all. Which in fantasy, that can really cost you. Yeah.
But you just nominate this man for the Hall of Fame. But said he ain't gonna win.
Bro,
clown in fantasy.
Cause he's not gonna throw the ball to himself.
No, he can.
No, he gonna throw the ball.
I've but seen him do he it. He can his, throw he it
gonna,
to himself.
He gonna get his passing and his rushing yards. He gonna guarantee Take put up the numbers. Now at the end of the game, it might not add up.
To a victory.
Yeah, but he gonna put up the numbers.
Yeah. He out there LeBron.
Hey, look, if you want to get in on this, hit us up 214-317-4855.
We got another player.
Yeah, I got an email.
I guess.
What's that email again?
The closer said, I'm in on this
right
now.
Mine?
Yeah. I'll
give mine. I'm a D. OMIED online@gmail.com. Or at yahoo.com. Hold on. D-Ron saying something. So I had Cam on my team last year and he went off last year. Just saying.
D-Ron, you the man.
Yeah. I started him because of his numbers. Look, that was last season. Steve Smith played with him last season. Steve Smith gone.
Yeah.
But he didn't, he wasn't Steve Smith of all.
But Steve Smith is a pure route.
Old Steve Smith.
Yeah.
Look, I'm still saying, write it down right now.
Cam Newton going to put up numbers regardless.
Right. Look.
Top five quarterback. Omi D said it.
Hey. He's a top five quarterback, but right now fantasy his team is a bottom 20 team.
Yeah, they are.
Fantasy
stats. But he a fantasy.
Well, y'all have some. Y'all get him.
Send him to both my emails.
He say he getting two teams.
And both of them have Cam. Both of them have Cam.
They're going to use one of them first half, one of them second half.
Can I start Cam for wide receiver and quarterback?
Yeah.
Because he's going to get the numbers. Exactly. But look.
Do you know who? The reason why, look, I'm offended because Cam, I rock with Cam in football. Cam Newton done won a championship in every league he played in.
Oh, yeah.
High school.
Pop Warner.
He's a champion.
Throwback tackle.
JUCO. JUCO. College.
D1.
Sandlot.
He's just waiting on the right team.
Exactly. In fantasy football, a quarterback has to throw to somebody. And right now, it's not looking good for who he's going to have to throw to. So that's what I want. That's what I'm putting out there as a dud. Plus, I'm not really just really all solid on Carolina's line. Anyway. The boxer says move on. I will do it.
Close.
The man with the uppercut says keep moving. Let's see. For a stud, I got tight end Julius Thomas from Denver. The Broncos. I say he's going to get some numbers this year.
I'm with you on that.
He's starting. If he's starting, anybody starting on the Broncos team.
Yeah, say that. Offensive guard getting numbers. Seven
Peyton
catches.
Manning, listen, Peyton Manning ain't never had no big names. He made them in the big names.
Yeah.
But him, they never came in the league as big names.
Yeah, and I will say that
he done turned him into big name.
That happened in Indianapolis. He had Marvin Harrison was the first one up there, and then all of a sudden,
you didn't hear about it. They start putting their bottles in.
That's why I picked Emmanuel Sanders.
There you go.
For fantasy.
Emmanuel Lewis is going to get them numbers in Denver this year.
He can get Emmanuel Lewis some numbers.
He probably will.
He could. Wes Welker.
Wes Welker get some numbers. They about the same height. Big shout outs to Wes Welker. Man. I'm trying to pick him up this year if I can get him.
You came with one aim.
I will take it. Cardinals defense. Dud.
I'm with you on that.
They've had some. Daryl Washington.
Just got hurt.
Darnell Dockett.
Yeah, Dockett just got hurt.
Yeah.
That was a big blow.
Yeah. So now you've got your Honey Badger back there.
Yeah.
He's coming back off knee injuries, and they think he might be back for week one, but it's doubtful. So your secondary is looking weak. I'm not going to say pick up the Cardinals defense. If you have to, just do it on one of those bye week trades.
Guess who defense I got? I forgot to tell you.
The Dolphins.
Seattle. Ooh. Remember we were talking about that and I said if I get my first pick on defense, I went on and
that's a nice pick.
That's about 57 points a week.
Seattle. I'm kind of scared of that one.
Yeah. So that's my expectation.
I don't think Seattle going to do nothing this year.
Shh. You been watching preseason?
Oh, wait a minute. Closing. Now,
preseason. Hold on. Now, half the time the starters ain't playing the starters.
But they play.
Yeah, of course they're going to play. Get their little reps in, and you pull them out, put the next group in. I just don't think they're going to do it. They made too many changes. You
think so?
All the teams who went back-to-back,
they
didn't make their change. They didn't make change. Oh, we won with y'all. Next year, y'all back. If we re-sign the own curve, I got to re-sign for you, y'all back.
Yeah.
Seahawks made too many changes.
You know what? I can't argue with that.
Can't argue with you.
But I can argue with they're going to give me a lot of fantasy points.
Might not win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they ain't going back.
Hey, I don't think they're going back. Long as I'm in the championship,
it don't matter.
I'm good.
That's all that matters. Long Coach Robin there. I got one more
dud or stud.
Stud. It's quarterback stud.
Let me see. Who is
it? Andrew Luck.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew Luck put up some numbers last year.
Now, but look, okay, there we go again.
But he put up fantasy numbers.
Yeah. Cam Newton did too. You looking at Cam Newton on the team level, but Andrew Luck on the solo level.
No. Andrew Luck is returning a lot of the same receivers that he had last season versus Cam Newton is bringing in a whole new team, and the offensive line for Indianapolis is more proven than Carolina's offensive line.
Man, it sounds like you studied.
I did.
You know what you talking about.
I got a biology degree, I've been doing sports.
But you still wrong.
He fired. Why?
Andrew Luck does not have a running game. Therefore, they're going to concentrate on them pass, and that's a wrap.
Man, you know what? These days in the NFL.
Trent Richardson ain't doing nothing.
Neither is Mark Jacobs. I mean, what's your boy name?
Mark Jacobs.
What's your boy name? Hold on. Mark Ingram. I'm thinking about two people.
Mark Ingram had like 197 yards on 8 carries the other day.
That was preseason.
And Trent had like 19 carries for a negative 19 yards.
That was preseason.
Exactly. It's you preseason. Can't even get it done in the pre.
You talking about Dez in the preseason.
How you going to go to kindergarten if you can't get out of pre-K? Trent Richardson ain't ready. He can't even do nothing in the preseason.
The season is going to progress.
We talking about preseason.
Did you hear the man with the
preseason?
Did you hear the man with the snappy right cross? He said.
He got a snappy
right cross. This is preseason, okay?
Preseason.
It's preseason.
Yeah. They just working out the kinks.
Yeah.
They all they're doing is really shit.
So y'all saying Trey Richardson going to win the rushing title?
No.
Hey, we're going from one extreme. Might as well go to the next. I don't think Andrew Luck can do it, man.
A rushing title?
He's going to put up some good fantasy numbers.
I think this is his Eli year. It's a lot of interceptions this year. A lot of heartache. I really do feel that way.
You think it's a heartache?
Because they've labeled him a golden child. He hasn't.
You was cool until you use that analogy. Like, this is Eli. You was cool. You was cool at her. Listen. I don't care how many interceptions Eli throws.
Yeah.
He can get the job done.
He can. 2 years out of all the ones he did.
Nah,
he
gonna get the job done. He gonna get the job done. What did the rest of his team do? That's on him. He can get the job done.
Yeah.
I'm Cam and Eli, they're my two quarterbacks. Just from one for y'all, man.
He's going to take them in the draft. So
we might have to put some special notes on the draft. No one can get Cam and Eli.
Get them if you want. The closer said, get them if you want.
See, you got an uppercut waiting for you.
And a snappy right cross.
And that's a wrap.
It's out of there. Look, when we come back, we're going to talk to the closer.
Yes.
We're going to talk to the champ.
The chicken, the champ.
Chicken, the champ.
But I'm scared.
She already said Coach Rob.
Throw a putty can.
She said Coach Rob wasn't big enough for her to take on.
Yeah.
So, we're going to talk about something. We might try to do something, put something together to help the homeless or something like that.
I need some help.
We might both need some help. But we're going to talk about that when we come back. We're going to interview and talk to some boxers here on the OMD and Coach Rob. Go ahead, get in shape. We'll be right back.
On the real field, I'm on the level. Stay mellow. No criticism from the fellows.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Big Creek. 2014 Urban Underground Awards are dedicated to bringing recognition to the nation. Hard working, unsigned, underrated, and all music genres, fashion, bloggers, internet radio stations, and 20 plus categories. The 2014 Urban Underground Award, tentative scheduled date, and live television taping, is September the 20th, 2014, at the Green Elephant in Dallas, Texas. Make sure you upload www.cboyradio.com for voting information. That starts June 3rd. For more information and sponsorship, call 817-941-0246. Powered by CBOYRadio.com.
OMD and Coach Rob Show is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com. That's AUDIBLE.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're listening to us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/RFSports, you get one free audiobook and 1 month free service with that sign up. They have everything from green eggs and ham to rich dad, poor dad. Check it out today at audibletrial.com/RFSports. That's audibletrial.com/RFSports.
I know. Hey, we are back. It's OMD and Coach Rob.
I know.
That was nice. That was nice. I couldn't even say nothing about
it. Can
that.
I change it to the chicken show?
No.
Yeah, we here every week.
No.
Hold on,
you ain't even big enough.
Yeah, we taking over.
We flexing on them. We taking over.
Oh, you beat up.
Oh, no. That ain't going to happen on my show.
We taking over.
Hold on. This is my ring right here. They were like,
we taking over. We're going to show up next week. What time show start? Hold on. We're going to be 30 minutes early next week.
They going to be up here with the gloves on.
That's what I'm saying.
No gloves. We just going
say bad knuckle box. He said a rap. So the first hour of the show next week will be all boxing.
Somebody going to jail.
Mama.
He resting, not me.
I got nothing on my rocker. So man, we are having a great time in the studio, man. We are here with Chicken the Champ and Liddell the Closer.
Yes.
That's it. That's it. The closer.
If you want some chicken, they call him Willie.
I'm pretty much like a Popeyes.
Spicy. You see some spicy.
Spicy chicken.
I like
spicy
with the 2 piece.
You said KFC or something.
KFC? That ain't even real chicken no more. Anyway, let's talk
about
it.
This food ain't real.
That's true. That's why we can't eat that while we're training for our boxing matches.
Yeah, we can't.
You know, I eat healthy food. But let's talk about boxing matches, man. Let's talk about... Uh-oh. It's okay. It happens, man.
And we got Keisha Cole. Woo! Is that Keisha Cole?
She gonna be a ring girl at the next fight. So
she was singing the Booby Gibson.
Girl, I done already told you about that. Put that phone on silent right now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And that was Booby Gibson and Keisha Cole. That's
all right. The man with the savvy right says, put the phone on. Everybody else's phone on silent. All right. Good. So, the closer. Uh-huh. Let's talk about, we just saw one of your fights. I think this fight was at Beamer's. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed is the uppercut.
Yeah. That's the first thing I noticed.
I just noticed the uppercut. It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. You think you're trying to think about which fight? I mean,
We did a few shows at Beamer's, all right? Well, this time Mokko was the opponent.
He said he did some shows.
Luis.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Tell us about that fight.
Shout out to Luis first. He was tough.
I ain't gonna let you lie like that. He wasn't tough.
He threw some punches.
At least he wanted to fight.
Though. He tried.
Yeah,
he tried.
On the fight. That fight, it was really, he just caught the bad end of the stick. So let's be honest, I was training for like 6 months for that. Like, ooh, not that fight. I trained for like 6 weeks first. I was supposed to fight. That dude fell out. Mm-hmm. And then I had to wait for the next show to come around. Trained again for another 6 weeks. That dude fell out. I just kept trying.
Was it heat stroke?
Fell out. Meaning like they pulled out. Like, nah, I ain't fighting him. They changed.
Oh, they pulled out the fight. Yeah. I thought they were walking and got heat stroke or something.
Nah, they pulled out.
Oh, okay.
So then we, look, the Louis and Breeze dude, he signed the contract. I was like, I wonder is he going to pull out? Then he was for the pull out. Cause see, the weight was set at a certain weight at first.
Yeah.
2 days before the weigh-ins, they kind of said, we're going to pull out unless he drop 5 more pounds. So yeah, I was really out at the low I can really normally go, but I told my coach, we gonna do it. I can't keep waiting. He just got the bad end of the stick.
Yeah. You can't keep training to whoop somebody. So somebody got to catch it.
It's like they just had a dog caged up, just ready to.
Just ready. I was like a pit.
And you know what?
Sick.
It looked like that. It did look like one of them bullies.
Yeah.
Them bullies, the new
a ring bully.
Yeah. Because he came out and you know when. Like, I'm a pit bull, man. I walk my dog, and when he gets, he's fixed on something, all the muscles pop out.
Yeah.
When he got ready to throw them uppercuts and them right hooks, it wasn't none but muscles popping. Like, every time, I said, ooh, I know that one hurt.
And you know what was amazing about the uppercut?
Yeah.
You know how most boxers, they have, I mean, you might have two uppercuts.
My
but,
fist balled up right now.
Because I'm telling you, right? Yeah. He was like, you know how most boxers be coming, they got this right here.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, I was like, how do you?
Yeah, he reached back.
Hadouken?
Yeah, he was our dude.
He was all the way Street Fighter.
I let the Mortal Kombat.
He was. He was Mortal Kombat in that boy. And it was amazing. I'm watching them. It was another fight. Guy in white shorts. We couldn't see. It was kind of blurry. But he was wrestling with you. He was holding you a lot.
He was scared.
Yeah, man. Yeah. He don't even get no shout out. I shout out to everybody except him.
Oh man.
At the weigh-ins, the crazy part, he ain't from down here, but he lived down here now.
Mm-hmm.
So weigh-ins, he was talking to us. He was getting on social media talking to all that. So I was like, okay, this is going to be a fight. He going to stand there and fight. Man, every time, I couldn't put two punches together. Once I hit the first one, he'll grab.
He wanted to snuggle.
But at the end of the fight, you didn't know it was him no more.
Yeah, I could tell you.
Like, his face was just like all real range. Huh? Just kept getting out. It was more like
this. It's more like this.
So yeah,
he grabbed you like that?
He had that face like the episode of Martin.
Yeah,
he had the tummy hurt.
Yeah, you can see him. And after the fight, he was like, yeah, you did your thing, man.
Look like we got a caller.
Hey, caller, if you're listening to us right now, turn your radio down, because we'll hear ourselves talking back to ourselves, and we get confused and start barking. Berta. Okay, we got you. We got you.
Like, we ain't holding on forever now.
Are you going to make us chicken? Because if you're making
chicken. You said that my way.
I said, were you going to make some chicken? She sound good. We got a winner. How are you doing today?
Well, this before, this is another chicken. I fight the chicken on the station with y'all.
Oh, you fight. You're a fighter as well?
With her.
With her?
Yeah, I'm a fighter as well.
Okay,
and
what's your
name? I'm on her team.
Okay.
My name is C4.
C4.
What's up,
C4? C4 in the building. We are both got inspired.
C4 Lewinsky.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm taking my headphones.
Yeah.
C4 Lewinsky. Yeah. Oh my God. So let's.
When you fight.
I need front row too.
Yeah, I'm coming to them.
Whenever you want me to, I ain't never scared.
Look, we might have to put together a fight down here. Yeah. So tell us, let's talk. We got Chicken the Champ and we got C4 Lewinsky on the line right now. Let's ask a couple questions because I'm just going to be, you know, honest. You see a lot of female boxing online and on television now and things going on, but I didn't know it was going down around here. So let's start with you, Chicken the Champ, and then we'll ask you the same question, C4. How did you get involved in boxing down here, Chicken?
Well, they was like, hey, you want to like do the fight night thing to where it was like, you want to do the fight night thing to where you want to like make some money real fast. My first fight, I made $500 and it was like in 6 minutes. And I was like, well, damn.
Nice. So was it a knockout? What were the results of your first fight?
My first fight, she just pretty much tapped out.
Oh,
dang. Now, you made them tap out.
Oh
yeah, I'm pretty much a tap out girl. If you ain't got no win, your butt won't win.
Okay,
I like that.
You know? Chicken the Champ, the tap out girl.
If you ain't got no win, your butt can't win. You heard me?
Catch it if you can.
Yeah. What about you, C4? How did you get involved in boxing?
Well, I had it was just a thought that I came up with. I just wanted to do it, but then when I was seeing her do the fight night thing, winning money, I'm like, well, I need to do that too. So I was going to use fight night as a part of me going pro as well. So I'm trying to take this to the next level instead of just doing it around my hood.
Okay. I don't know. This is serious.
Like,
she inspired me. That's my friend.
Inspiration. Look, you know, if you don't know OMD and Coach Rob, we are big supporters of sports on all levels, especially women's sports. We love our women football players. We'll have some women football players coming on here in the next couple weeks to talk about you guys. But where can they see you guys fight? There's a place, Chicken, is there somewhere online they can see some of your fights? You have a fight coming up?
Well, sometimes on Thursdays, if they not scared. Ooh. Let me get that right now. They be scared to fight me on 115. They be out here scared to fight me.
115?
Yeah, 115, yeah. Featherweight.
She talking noise at the featherweight level, but hey,
she backing it up. But I don't beat up girls 130, 140.
She backing it up. So she said it. So where can
they see? Yeah, but on Thursday nights, like I'll be at Cabaret North right here in Fort Worth, or I'll be at Flash Dancers in Fort Worth, both. I guess also.
Okay, what time do the fights start out there?
They be starting around by 11, 12 o'clock.
11, 12 o'clock. All right, so got Cabaret North in Fort Worth, Flash Dancers. We gave y'all some free shout outs. We coming by for our free everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want some free stuff.
Coach Rob will.
How about you, C4? Where can they find you?
Same place. I'll be right behind her.
Is this every Thursday?
Same place.
Every Thursday. We're going to have to get out there and see that.
Y'all make sure y'all go on my YouTube page. My record, like before I just stopped counting, I was like 50 or 60 and maybe 2 or 3 losses.
50 or 60. It don't matter. Just put them in the ring.
Put them in the ring.
Right. Just put them in the ring.
What about you, C4? What's your record?
My record is 2-1. I lost 2. I won my last one. Now I'll be fighting again on the 4th.
Okay.
So hopefully it'll be 2-2.
There you go.
I'm going to have to
come. You know.
That's Thursday night football kickoff. I might have to come out there.
I might have to
check that out.
Check,
have a couple drinks. Chicken, are you fighting on the 4th as well?
If they not scared.
Chicken say they chicken.
They be scared or they try to find these old real big girls to fight me in.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to like further my career, so I'm not trying to get hurt up in the ring.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's smart though. That's smart.
Because I don't really prove my point. I don't reach up, so I don't have to keep
proving. C4 is right. There's a weight class for a reason. Are y'all both in the same weight class?
We are, but I never fight her. That's one she.
No, we cannot fight each other.
Oh, man. I would like to see that. C4 and Chicken. Because both of y'all are amped up. Both of y'all seem like y'all very passionate about what y'all do, about y'all sport, the women movement, wit boxing. Hey, I'm glad you called in, C4, to get a different perspective.
Hey, we just had another caller join the conversation. Who's calling?
It's Ventress.
It's who?
Ventress.
Ventress?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, my man?
What's going down, what's Ventress?
Kind of man, check in, man. Show my support, man. You know, Team Chicken, man, all the way.
Hey, okay, man, we appreciate that, man. You got something you want to say to the champ?
Nah, that's my nigga, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Putting him on the ground, man. Keep going, man. You know, we're behind 100%, man.
Already, bro. We appreciate the call in.
All right.
So let's move on. Let's talk to my man, the closer here. Let's find out a little bit of information. Where, if anybody wants, let's just one thing. If anybody, will you just fight anybody, the closer? Yeah. Or you have to, do I have to sign up in a league or something? Is it a boxing league?
Yeah, mine is professional, so all you gotta do is, I'll pay for your license if you want to fight.
Hey, cause look, we ain't scared over here.
They for real. Yeah, they for real.
I'll pay
man,
for
man, we don't try to pay girls to fight me.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I'd have been in the ring and like, man, dude, like 400, we'll give you 400. We just want to see our girl fight.
Dang. So look, cold. You heard it first. The man said he will pay for your license if you want to fight him. And from what I saw in the ring on the tape and footage.
Yeah. My money on the clothes.
My money's on the clothes.
That makes three of them.
Yeah. Everybody betting on the clothes.
Like, that uppercut's sneaky, man.
Yeah.
Most people got a tail when they getting ready to let that uppercut go.
Yeah.
I ain't see not one.
I saw his the way his shoulder blade moved when he threw it. I knew it had some thrust behind.
You can't see that from behind.
Yeah. It was the shoulder blade.
Yeah. So where can they find some footage of you on YouTube, or is there a place where you practice? People can just come out and go, ooh, the closer.
Yeah, you can catch me training every day. It's different times though, so if you hit the Instagram and the Facebook, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, you know what I'm training. The address is, it's exclusive. I'm gonna give all the fans this right now. 3315 Seaton Drive, Dallas, Texas.
Woo!
I wasn't even supposed to give y'all that.
Seaton Drive.
Seaton Drive, Dallas, Texas.
You giving too much information.
And then the fights, we really don't put too much online yet because that's the problem. Like when other fighters like they'll get booked, they see it. Nah, I'm not fighting. So we really don't put too much online. We just got like our private footage that's, you know, where we keep.
That's pretty smart. That's pretty bad that y'all are punking out so bad that you see it, not today. Like, what kind of boxer are you to see someone that is this good and think that you're great and not try to take him on?
Scared.
At good best. Not a boxer.
See, a lot of people just sign up for a check, man.
How much they paying?
It just depends. I'm an A side of the contract. So
they say it don't matter. You get your.
Yeah, I'm get mine out of the gate. Yeah, but I done took sacrifices, though. See, that's why, like, really, I done took a lot of sacrifices. That's why I really like. I work so hard. But at the same time, still, I want to get paid. I love doing it, but I still want to get. But like my first fight, I took a sacrifice. I ain't even get paid my first fight.
Ooh, knockout.
Yeah, and I knocked him out, and he was 7-0. Not 7-1. He was 7-1. Take away. He was like 7-1.
7-2 now.
Yeah, and I ain't even get paid because he was acting so prima donna. Ooh, they went out offering him enough. So I was like, all right, he can have my money too. I just need to fight.
Yeah,
so I've been waiting so long. I just need to fight. Went down his hometown and everything. I stopped him in like 18 seconds. I'm gonna show y'all the footage when we.
Oh yeah.
And so I threw 5 punches. That's it. 5 punches.
Man,
see that further let me know. You know when you talking about some boxing going on. Yeah, you right. You and him.
Yeah.
And me.
I'm gonna show you my footage, so you gonna think about that too.
Exactly.
Cause he hit hard, but I go real fast.
Woo!
So my speed is power.
See, I'm glad I got auto start on my car.
I'm going to the bathroom. We got another caller calling in. Hit us up. You ready? Hey, caller, who's calling in?
This C4, I had got disconnected.
we actually C4. How it works is, you know, it's radio business, man.
She wanted us to say bye, C-Fo. Like, you know what I'm saying?
C-Fo, you know what? We enjoyed the call. You know, this is your new host. We enjoyed the call, C-Fo. We appreciate you for checking in.
Love you, girl.
Send a text out to your friends and tell them to call you.
Yeah, tell them
to
show us.
All right,
chicken. I see you on the fourth, man.
Hey, C-Fo. Do you have a Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook you want to give out to everybody?
Yes, my Facebook name is Miss Chicken Mourns Hatch, and my Instagram name is Mrs_Swallow_my_Swallow. I mean, my babies.
And then my sexy fighters, y'all.
Wow.
Yeah, follow her. Y'all go follow her right
well,
now.
Well, we know who's winning this match.
So you say September 4th, right?
Make sure y'all get out there on Thursday night.
Yeah, y'all get at me, man. I see y'all. Come check me out on the court. I'll take on anybody. It don't matter who you are. So if you want to challenge me, see me in the ring. Catch me at Fight Night, Cabaret North, Flash Dancers. Chicken, I see you that night. I don't know when I'll be to the gym, but I see you when I see you, my man.
Alrighty, we'll check you later.
All right,
bye.
Chicken, you got an Instagram, Facebook, Twitter that you want to give out to everybody?
Well, my Facebook is DDD/fighter. And my Instagram is DDA_real_slim_goody with a Y.
I got that. Boom. How about
oh, yeah, I forgot. And if you can go on YouTube to catch me beating up somebody, it's Chicken the Champ. That's on YouTube.
Right? Spell chicken for him.
C-H-I-C-C-N.
There you go. Chicken the Champ.
With two C's.
With two C's.
What about you, the closer?
Mine is simple. Everything is the same. Liddell the Closer. Keep it simple. LADELLTHECLOSER. Liddell the Closer. Next fight, we working out the opponent. I'm ready. I ain't at weight, but I can get at weight tomorrow.
It don't matter. He said tomorrow.
I can make weight tomorrow. I'm always in the gym.
Yeah,
and
I'll work you out.
My next fight, I gotta fight before the end of the year. So, but we're looking at November so far.
November.
We got some calls. We on the phone with some people right now. We're trying to get on the card in Mesquite, Texas on the 25th of September. So.
Hey,
y'all keep your fingers crossed.
Let us know,
if we
man.
Get somebody to sign that contract, it's on.
Hey, we're going to put it out there. Quit being scared out there, Mesquite. Sign the contract, man. It's called boxing. It's put one fist in front of the other and try to block.
And get
that's
knocked
what
out.
You do. Plus, you get paid to
by
do it.
Close.
So sign the paper.
Left hook.
And let's have a boxing
right
match.
Right hook.
I need a weigh-in.
Uppercut.
I need it all. And
jam.
I need to sit front row
over
like
hand
Don
rights.
King at the fight.
Y'all ooh, got your me. Hair gonna be ugly.
Y'all got me. I'm gonna stand in a frame. Right. What's the record?
My record 4-0. Yeah, 4-0 with 3 first round knockouts.
4-0, 3 now, first round knockouts. What's the weight class? In case anybody out there listening, like, yeah, I'm gonna get you.
I fight anywhere from light heavyweight to cruiserweight.
Cruise.
So that's 175 to 200.
I'm out. Yeah. I'm 225.
Yeah, I'm about the same.
My bad, dog.
Yeah.
I do it all.
Well, let me ask you a question, because I'm a man that loves to give back to charity. Would you two possibly be interested in a celebrity charity boxing match to make money for a food shelter, possibly in October?
Yeah, I love charity. I love giving back to the kids and everything. I just come box nobody.
Yeah, he can't.
Yeah,
I can't.
See, like, she's not pro yet.
I'm on amateur.
Yeah, but see, okay. I'm pro. I can't do nothing. Hey.
So we all gonna see Chicken and Coach Rob.
So Chicken and Coach Rob.
No, but you know what? Hello, can I say something? I'm with it. But he gotta fight CB4. What is
on the whiskey?
C4
the whiskey.
Yeah. Ooh.
Hold on,
you gonna die.
She real short.
How did I get
stuck
in the? I was happy fighting the champ.
And she don't gotta wear no gloves either.
But like anything with charity and dealing with kids, man, y'all just call me. I'm not.
So you didn't, but you can't box.
No, I can't.
Cause you're not. Now if I get my license, I can go in there. But then you're going to probably try to knock
me out. You got
to
be like sanctioned.
Yeah, still, like, see, with mine, you got to call a commissioner and everything.
How you mean a commissioner? Last time I did. That ain't go well last time.
But, like, any, like, just being at events, giving back, trying, doing little camps and stuff like that.
Okay, we might try to do, like, a little boxing training camp and then have Coach Rob and Chicken and C4 fights. A battle royale.
No, you gotta fight C4. I'm not fighting C4. She came on the phone too amped.
She like, said
this C4 and I'm gonna knock on me DLs. Yeah, you right.
She look, I can hear her getting excited right now on the computer. She like, yeah, we'll get him.
Then she
I'm
called back
him.
And said, y'all hung up.
Y'all hung up on me. What time is the fight on the 4th? Cause I'm trying to get, what is the weight class I need?
I mean,
to
y'all can start getting there like 10, 11.
Yeah. Okay. So how do I train? What's a good weight? Will you train me? Yeah, the closer?
Yeah, man. You want to come work out? Yeah. You got to be ready like.
What
like,
time work at?
6 a.m.?
Whenever.
No, we got
to. Yeah, twice
I really whenever. Like, look, last night, I'm going to tell y'all a true story. I wasn't even going to go out last night. My partner called me and was like, man, come show me some love. Man, I ain't coming over there. So I ended up stepping out last. I was so upset about going out. When I came home and I worked there.
See, that's dedication.
That's it. That's how you.
And I was only at the club for like an hour, literally out. From when I left my house and got back home, it was an hour.
That's how I handled that C4.
Yeah. I would say though, before you work out with him, from experience, see your physician.
Oh, okay. I gotta tell y'all this. Wait, wait. Okay. That's
my physician. Make sure you know.
Yeah.
I gotta tell y'all something.
I gotta go to commercial.
No. We gotta wait. That's my manager.
That was home said we gotta wait.
Yeah, that was my manager. Y'all listen. Okay, look. He kept saying, I'm work out with you. I was like, all right, I ain't tripping. Just tell me whenever. So he was like, I'm only free. Like, it was like one day during the week. Yeah. In the morning. I said, all right, well, I'm gonna delay my workout. Oh, no, I said, I'm gonna go ahead and work out earlier. Then I'm gonna be ready to work here. He had his gym shorts on, everything. He was pumped, right?
Matching shorts.
Yeah, he was pumped. Bro, we get to working out. He say, hold on, man. Wait. I said, get your breathing up. I said, we just working. I said, and we was going really light, though. I said, I really want to see how strong you is. That's how the first session is. I always just like, see what you can and can't do.
Yeah.
And like, we worked out for like 45 minutes, right? He called me. I called him just to check on like a couple hours later. He said, man, I'm still in the car. I ain't even left the parking lot. I said, man, y'all, you need a ride home? He said, man, I'm still in the car. I ain't even left the parking lot.
I bet he just sitting in the car shaking his head. No. No, you just shake your head. No. No.
I'm on the way, baby. I'm just trying to get my foot on the brake to start the car.
No.
I'm gonna need all that for C4, so we're gonna have to work out some, cause I can't lose. I mean.
Oh yeah, she been working out too.
Dang. I'm scared to work out.
They like to fight too much. I'm scared.
Yeah, man, look, you were talking about,
oh,
Cobra, human pit bull. Don't be scared.
But I didn't know I was gonna have to bite for real.
That's
but
a girl.
I don't like boxing cause of the violence.
No.
I like it for the mind control.
Yeah.
I make you do what I want you to do.
You ain't.
Yeah.
And without even saying, like most people got, go sit down, go bring me this. Now, the mind control, I make you step to the right, I'm going to step in, now you got to step back because that's why I want you to step back.
So you can hit with the uppercut.
Because I want to touch you with that uppercut.
It's mind control.
Boxing is mental just as much as it is physical. Like, you really just got to be mentally sharp.
Hey, we got another caller coming in. You are on the phone with the Omid D and Coach Rob show, now hosted by the closer. Who's calling?
I'm just trying to see if y'all gonna talk about Ferguson tonight.
Nah, bro, it's a sports show tonight. We're talking all sports.
Okay, we're gonna talk about all sports. Okay. We'll talk about them sour cowboys.
Oh, no. We said sports, not haters now.
Hey, look, we're going to get into the preseason and talk about them Cowboys about 9:30. You still be around that time?
I'm going to call you back at 9:30, and we can see if they're going to play then.
Okay.
Hang up on this man here.
We'll talk to you at 9:30, bro. We got people already ready for the Cowboys talk. Man. Somebody else wearing a Victor Cruz jersey today.
I'm glad the clothes are here.
We ain't taking no bull.
Yeah. Give me uppercuts.
No hey, bull. Look, let's take a break and we come back. We got college football. We're going to talk about Coach Rob's top 10 picks versus the Associated Poll's top 10 picks. And the devil comes to Ohio State. For real? He did. I'm going to tell you how. And when we come back on the O-Media Coach Rob show. The devil. I'm moving weight, boning Biggie and the Pioneer as I reminisce. Before that, it was the Eagles took them back in 96. Yeah. I went down to Houston for some face. Mary Jane with a coincidence. I'm blowing switches. OBD and Coach Rob show is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com. That's AUDIBLE.com. A leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're listening to us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/RFSports, you get one free audiobook and 1 month free service with that sign up. They have everything from green eggs and ham to rich dad, poor dad. Check it out today at audibletrial.com/RFSports. That's audibletrial.com/RFSports.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Big Crank. 2014 Urban Underground Awards are dedicated to bringing recognition to the nation. Hard, working, unsigned, underrated, great, music genres, fashion, bloggers, internet radio stations, and 20-plus categories. The 2014 Urban Underground Award, tentative schedule, date, and live television taping, is September the 20th, 2014, at the Green Elephant in Dallas, Texas. Make sure you upload www.cboyradio.com for voting information. That starts June the 3rd. For more information and sponsorship, call 817-941-0246. Powered by CBOYRadio.com.
Scene was so thick. Low ride. 77 Seville. L Dog.
Hey, it's all for charity here on the OMD and Coach Rob show.
No, I want my check.
You want me to check? We were just watching a little footage of chicken fighting, and we just watched somebody quit.
Man, she swung. I know her punch count have to be 500 for that first round.
I'm dying. And I think she connected on 92% of those punches.
Yeah.
I saw the head.
Yeah. Ooh, she said she quit.
Yeah, it was a good fight.
That was Speedy Gonzalez quit.
It's a good fight. Look, it's time for my favorite part of the show, college football. I love college football. I've loved college football since I heard my first college football anthem played at halftime. I think the first college football game I ever saw was like UNT versus University of Kansas or Kansas University. Wasn't much of a game, but it was fun to go to. But anyway, Coach Rob?
What's up?
Let's talk about your picks.
Man.
Let's talk about your top 10 picks, because we didn't get to go to your top 10 picks last week. If anybody wants to get in on our college discussion, hit me up, 214-317-4855, and we're going to check your picks against everybody else's on the college poll. Let's start at number 10, Coach.
Number 10, South Carolina.
South Carolina, the Gamecocks.
Sound like the way you
say that's what they're called. South Carolina Gamecocks.
I'm trying to find
the rankings. I think last week the standings, they've changed them. Hold on. No, that's the Big 12. They didn't put them up in divisions. Number 10, I'm going to say South Carolina. No. I don't like it. Keep going. What's number 9? I got to find. Got a phone call? Hit the phone call. 214-317-4855. You on the line. It's the OMD and Coach Rob show. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Woo
Beezer,
man. What's going down, baby?
What's going on, bud? You going to talk some NCAA college football with us?
Hey. What's going down, man?
What's good, Woo Beezer?
Hey, what's up, baby?
I'm on live. You on live,
I if I can't cut. Hey, man, it's going down, man. That little true football practice did a thing. Get ready for these boys Saturday, man. What we trying to do, man.
Okay, who y'all playing Saturday?
Hey, we got a Knicks game. So my son paid for we got two sides. We got the red and the black. The red team pay the team out of North Dallas. And the black team, we got the Metroplex team, so I don't know who's going to show up, but they're going to get dusted up. You know what I'm talking about?
Say, if y'all didn't know, he's talking about Texas Little League football. It gets real in Texas. Hey,
it gets real.
Hey, I'm an Oak Cliff coming. So.
Hey, I was born and raised, baby. Hey. Talking about Coach Tony. Hey, with the San Antonio and everything, one is
yeah.
I'm a true coming.
Exactly. It's in the blood. It's in the blood.
Now, make your arm. You hear me? I'll see the crest.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Yes, sir.
Man, shout out to Truth and what they got going on over there, man, bringing these kids up right under these youth sports. That's what's up.
Oh, yeah, man. We trying to do it, man. It's all love for it, man. We don't do it because we want to. We do it because we love to. You know what I'm saying?
That'll work.
What that do, man.
That'll work. Give it
all
back.
From the heart, baby. All from the heart. All for the kids, man.
Well, we definitely want to wish y'all good luck this weekend. I know one of the teams y'all be playing, North Dallas Rams, good friend
okay,
of mine.
Okay.
Yeah, he say he got something for y'all this weekend. So I might be out there.
Hey, man, we love to see you out there for that spanking, man. Because then we're going to get we're too young to get whooped, so we're going to get spanking, man. We the flag team, you know what I'm talking about? We get spanking, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
but yeah, man.
That's what's up, man. Well, appreciate the call. Keep listening in. And call us back when we get on these college and NFL teams. Let us know what you think from a Pee Wee Little League level.
Already. Already, man. They do, man. I definitely would give y'all for the call. Y'all gentlemen have a nice night. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to give me a good old Sally.
Already, bro. We appreciate
that'll
it.
Work, man.
All right. Number 10, you said South Carolina. The poll has Baylor at number 10.
No.
You know me. I had Baylor way up top.
You know what? I don't even have Baylor in my top 10.
What?
I don't think they're going to.
Your top 10 is already wrong. What you got? Who you got for number 9?
Stanford. Yeah.
Stanford is not even in the top 10 on the AP poll right now.
Exactly. Because they don't know.
So you put them at number 9.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Man, see, they smart. They're going to figure out a way.
Oh, Tiger Woods, because you like Tiger Woods.
They smart.
You like Tiger Woods.
That's where Andrew Luck came from.
Good point. So, I'm going to ride with Andrew Luck, but I'm not going to agree with that one. the poll doesn't agree. The Associated poll does not agree with you there. They said number 9 is South Carolina. They're ranking them higher than you.
Which who's
I would. 10 on the poll is Baylor, and I would probably rank Baylor higher than South Carolina. I think South Carolina is going to lose their first game this next week with A&M? The kickoff to A&M.
Hmm.
I just have to say
I don't
that. But that's me. They'll be dropping ranks. Who do you have? Where we at? Number 8?
Yeah.
What you got?
Man, at number 8, I got OU.
Oh, way down at number 8.
Way down at number 8.
Now,
I'm going to tell you why, though.
Tell me why. I'm going to ask you a question.
Because they losing when they come to Dallas, man.
They are going to drop their game with Texas.
They lose.
Did any of your decision have to do with the legal problems that happened up in Norman this week?
Nah, they used to that.
Okay.
It's just out in the open right now. They used to that.
Okay. Okay, cool. Let me see. Who do you have for number 7?
UCLA.
UCLA. Poll has UCLA. Okay.
Somebody, if two people say it must be right.
You might both be wrong. But yeah, we keep rolling
UCLA,
with you.
UCLA, that blue team, right?
UCLA, they're from California. Yeah.
So yeah, I like their uniforms. They gonna win.
Yeah.
She said they pants are tight.
They quarter date.
Say I love them. I like having women on
I
the show.
I like
that
baby blue and yellow.
Who you got riding for number 6, Coach?
Ohio State.
Ohio State Buckeyes. Why do you have them way down at number 6? The poll has them at number 5.
Coaching, they ready. I just think he needs another year or two to get that school where his stamp will show, you know, like he did in Florida. So
are you sure?
Yeah.
This had nothing to do with the injury to Braxton Miller this week.
No, man, he hurt. Yeah. I ain't even know.
No, I'm just messing with you. Are you serious?
Yeah,
oh,
I mean,
are you serious?
And that's why I say coaching wise, they'll be okay because he's going to motivate them and get them where they need to be. But I mean, that's a big loss. So, I mean, you can't, they got to foul a little bit.
They got JT Barrett coming from Texas. Big shout outs to JT Barrett, Wichita Falls.
Who?
JT Barrett, redshirt freshman. Shut up. Anyway, moving right along to, your next pick, which is number five. We got number five.
I got them Ducks.
Them Ducks. I got my pick. That's who I have for number five. I got number five for the Ducks. The preseason poll has Ohio State for number five.
Yeah, see that they didn't take into account, you know, what happened.
What?
With Braxton.
They did not. Mm-hmm. And I did a long time ago. That's why I had them at number five. Now, who do you have at number four?
I got the Tigers of Auburn.
Okay. I had Oklahoma at number four.
Oh.
The poll has them at number six.
The poll lies.
So why are you so impressed with Auburn?
Coaching. You know, I'm a big advocate of coaching. They have some good, strong coaches, a good, strong program. They believe in defense. They got a good quarterback, believe in running the ball. I'm with them. I think they can do some things.
I got Auburn ranked clearly higher than you do at number two.
No, not number two.
Yes, no. Number two. What about your number? Is it number four? Are we on number four?
That was number four. We
What's number three?
Three?
Who's your number three?
Now, y'all probably going to disagree with me on this.
I had Oklahoma number four.
I got Texas at number three. Yeah, I know it's silence. I know it's silence.
I got Texas at 15.
But you got to believe in strong.
Now, I'm not going to say I don't believe in strong. Now, and I'm not going to say that they are going to beat Oklahoma, and they're going to make some noise in the Big 12. They're not going to be able to handle Baylor this year.
See, I think they're going to beat Oklahoma. Baylor going to have some problems, and that just that old momentum.
Momentum.
When old momentum kick in, I think Strong just – he got that turn a program around type mentality. Just he's that coach. He can do it. I believe it. Yeah. Come on, Texas.
Not the first couple of years.
You don't think so?
I think he's a good coach.
You don't think he can do some magic?
Yeah, it's gonna take him a couple of years to just get into that program.
I hope it ain't Charlie Strong.
We got a phone call. Charlie Strong. the OMD and Coach Rive show. Who's calling?
This is Elijah, man. You know what I'm saying? Elijah at the cliff, man.
What's going on?
You got a deal up there, man?
Yeah, I'm here.
How was going on, Dale, man? Say, I really want to ask a couple questions, man.
All right, well, I'm here, man. I don't tell no tales. What up?
Okay, man. How can I get cut up like you, man? I mean, what is your workout,
man? Man, listen, I just gave the information out to the gym, whatever, man. You just come up there, work out. I'm gonna get you cut up, get you that beach body you want, man. Get you that beach body.
Okay. And say you're pretty smooth in the ring. Is that true?
Yeah, man. I'm sharp, real sharp. Not to toot my own horn, man. I hate doing all that, but I work hard. Mean. Put it like that. I just work hard. I just try to outwork everybody else.
Well, hey, I just want to let you know, keep a good work, man. You look good, old kid. All the ladies, I always talk about you, and I always want to meet you. So I hate I couldn't make it down and get an autograph or anything.
It's cool, man. Just hit me up on Facebook or Instagram, Liddell the Closer, and man, I'm gonna see where you gonna be at, man. I'm gonna come pull up on you.
I'm gonna be in Oak Cliff. You know what I'm saying? I said Prince Oak Cliff.
Oak Cliff kind of big.
All right, look, I ain't pulling up over there, man. I'm from the hood, though. I just been trying to get out, man.
You say meet him at Walmart.
I'm right. I'm from Oak Cliff too, man. I heard just two or three people got killed over there just a couple nights ago.
They got killed, man. They got killed for something. You made no type of shit, man. So you, all right, you closing.
He got a pass, man. He's good. He's good.
I appreciate that, man.
Hey, fam. Hit him up on the Instagram or Twitter, man. He'll definitely get you the autograph that you're looking for, man. We appreciate the call.
That was funny.
Number three
was Texas.
Oh, yeah, we said Texas.
Texas, and y'all was just telling me how I'm wrong.
Texas finished 8-5 last year. They have the addition of Charlie Strong this year. I think they will finish with a better record and get a bowl game. Like we said, it won't be the Alamo Battery Bowl or something. It'll be a pretty good – I think they'll finish like 9-4.
But Tom Landry Daddy is not their coach no more.
Tom Landry Daddy. But I still think – I think if Mac Brown would have been the coach, they probably would have had a losing record.
No, ain't season. No problem to it.
Okay, they had to lose a record. Yeah, but now he's gone. But who do you have for number two?
Bammy.
The Saban.
Bammy.
You got Bammy at the number Saban. Two. Everybody, all the coaches' polls have Bammy at number two. I got Bammy at number three.
No.
No, I'm not a fan of Bammy.
The Saban.
The Saban will show you wrong. I told you. Look for the upset. First week of the season, Bammy versus West Virginia. I'm saying it's going to go down in the fourth quarter. Oh, he done pulled out the beard comb.
I'm combing the beard on the Saban.
Bammy. So who you got at number one? Is it everybody else's number one, Florida
man,
State?
Man, I'm going to have to go with the old seafood stealer himself, man.
King Crab.
I got to go with FSU.
FSU. Running back, no more crab stealing this year because I think everybody's getting a little money.
Yeah.
This season or is it starting next season? Everybody.
I think it's next
money.
Season they're passing season. That. They legally passing out checks.
Yeah, they can actually get paid in college now. For
like, what's they basing it on?
The likeness of the players, if the players sell jerseys, mm-hmm. and then there's going to be... Yeah, you know, if they do... and then the things is different. Like, say, for instance, there's a car dealership that wants to use you in a commercial. They can actually use you in a commercial now and pay you for it, and that's your money. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just go to the college, and the college makes all the money. So, like the NCAA college football game where all the colleges were just taking all that. Watch your comb out on the microphone.
Yeah,
where the colleges were making all the money and using the kids, you know, on the game, except not putting their name on there now.
Yeah.
They can actually get paid for being on that football game as well as the college. So, it's going to work out pretty well for some of these kids.
They make the colleges mad and then they got to pay the players.
I think it probably did. But, I mean, they make billions of dollars every season off of these kids.
They don't care.
And then they, you know, got to sell a jersey to win a, to get some tattoos.
You know, that's weird. She read something about it. Didn't really know much about it, but she even see that that's wrong.
Yeah, she knows.
From the start, you know, everybody just a little knows. Explanation. Yeah, and it's been going on for years and years and years and years.
It is.
I think they should be paid.
Yeah.
I do too. You don't think that's wrong? You don't think they should be paid? No. The closer said,
it's
why not?
Take out the hungers, man.
But they want, they trying to get to that real check.
But think about it. 90% of the college athletes who are on the football team get a full ride. That's a $100,000 education.
Yeah.
That's your pay right
they
there.
No, but you're going to eat noodles every day.
Say for instance. Look, and the crazy part, look, I feel like this, and I got a scholarship to college. But look, that was my pay right there.
Yeah.
That was my pay. But now, say my partner who didn't play sports, he had to take out loans. He's still paying it back to this day.
Yeah, to get a job.
That's just like an
amateur. You know, when you put it like that, that makes a lot of sense, though.
That's just like an amateur box. We don't get paid, mm-hmm. and we was fighting 5 days a week.
God, that sounds like some burn up.
That's why I started from fight pay.
At the national time, you fighting 5 nights a week.
Oh, wow.
You can get a blackout at night, but if you win, you still got to fight tomorrow night.
God. Black eye and all.
Black eye and all.
Coach Rob said he's signing up for that next week.
Mm-mm.
We ain't get paid.
Dang. I don't know, man.
Now, I got something to do in the morning.
That's an interesting argument when you put it like that. I wonder, is that going to affect the scholarships that these kids get for their education?
Yeah, it should. It probably will.
Very interesting.
Hmm.
Now let's talk about the devil.
The devil.
In Ohio State. In Buckeye Country. Look.
It's a devil.
Yeah, well, he made an appearance to Braxton Miller.
Oh,
Braxton Lord. Miller injured his shoulder. This is just an interesting coincidence. I just noticed this. He is completion total, 666 passes.
Mm-hmm.
That was at the end of the season, right before he was on, about to make his 667th pass, and he hurt his shoulder. And he's hurt his shoulder again. So he's stuck on 666 passes.
Oh, wow. That's them sixes.
Triple six them makes sixes. It, and now he's out.
And they red.
And they're red.
They crimps.
And Ohio State was, what did they rank Ohio? What did you rank Ohio State, Coach?
Number six.
Ooh. Ooh.
I'm scared of Ohio State.
I am not betting on Ohio State this year. I'm saying Braxton Miller is going to make Ohio State drop from a top five team to a bottom 15 team this season. I'm going to say it just because they are riding on the 666.
So they are the Lucifers of college football.
They are the Satans of the Big Ten Conference.
Oh, man.
And college football. Until Braxton Miller leaves.
I'm scared.
I say it's just numbers. I can't help it.
I'm not watching none of their games.
I can't help it. Mm-mm. But he's not playing. So do you think they're going to win?
Oh, well, he ain't going to play. I'm going to be there then. I'm going to go.
So what do you think? Does Ohio State... that changes things up.
Yeah, I'm going
to
go.
Does Ohio State bear a chance to make any noise in this college playoff system without Braxton Miller this year?
No. That, I mean, that to me, that was Romo going down for the Cowboys. Aaron Rodgers going down for the Packers. Peyton going down for Denver. Like, that's their team. That's their team. That's their horse. You know, once the horse is set out to pasture, it's time to start dealing in cows.
Gotta Speaking of pastures, let's talk about Norman, Oklahoma, where the homie Joe Mixon is now suspended for the entire college football season for allegedly punching a young woman in the face and breaking bones in her face.
See, you know, Ray Rice started this. Ray Rice started this.
Oh, don't go there.
You know that's what they're going to say.
So you think
if Ray Rice would have been a better role model,
why he did not use that?
If they would have just made him sit out four games instead of two, he wouldn't have never hit that girl in college. Yeah.
You think so?
That's what they're going to say. Rice? That's what they're going to say.
I'm saying, I'm going to blame it on California because he's from California.
He's
from California. He's from California. His little attitude. I don't know really what happened. Anybody in the Norman, Oklahoma area, if you got any information on this situation, hit us
the
up.
Truth.
214, the truth. 214-317-4855. And let us know. We're going to see if we can get Mixon on because he's not part of the team anymore. So he can do what he wants to do.
And I joke around a lot, but that is something that's going on a little too much now with athletes and putting their hands on women.
I've been seeing it a lot.
Yeah, it is kind of getting out of hand. Like, if these chicks making you that mad, get a new one. Like, you're I mean, let's just be honest. You're a college athlete or NFL athlete. There's no shortage of boppers or thoughts or whatever you want to call, you know, hanging around. If it's that bad.
They need to date a boxer female.
No, I've seen you box. No, they don't need to box. Cause then they ain't gonna be able to play Sunday.
Chicken.
Cause they girl done beat them up.
They
woman gonna give them an 8-game suspension on her own.
What?
That might be what needed to happen.
I think they're gonna probably start. I know they have a lot of different rule changes they're doing in the NFL this year to try to change the on the field conduct for the players, which they hope somehow trickles down to the off the field conduct with the players. And they're doing these things because they're trying to get players in college and high school and Pop Warner ready because you're watching these athletes. And so they see you're emulating them and they want these guys to be better athletes. You know, I don't know if it'll make the NFL boring or whatever, but who knows? So I got a couple college football questions, trivia for you guys. I was looking up Heisman race coming up.
So who are the questions for? I know they're not for
me. Anybody that wants to answer. If you think you can answer this one, hit me up. Everybody on the panel. So which school holds the most Heisman titles? And I'll tell you the number is 7. So which school holds the most Heisman titles?
Is it a Texas
Ohio
school?
State?
No. Ohio State is one of them. There are two.
I'll take Florida State.
You're wrong.
I'll take USC for 1,000.
You're wrong. USC has 6. They're number
3. I knew I was close.
There's one more.
Can I try Notre Dame?
Notre Dame. That's it. Notre Dame and Ohio State currently have the most Heisman winners at 7 apiece.
7 apiece. 7 is a good number.
7 is
we
a good
offer
number.
Them 6s.
Do you know what the last... Who the last player to win the Heisman was that was not a quarterback?
Ooh, I know. Can I say it?
Let's say, Coach Rod?
Would it be Mark Ingram?
Yes.
Because I picked him in fantasy?
Because
it's going to be a fantasy stud?
That would be. Do you know who the last defensive player to win a Heisman was?
Would it be?
Uh-oh, chicken nose.
Chicken.
It's Charles Wright.
It is.
Charles Wright.
It is.
No, I said Charles Wright. Is what you're saying, Charles
it's
Wilson.
It's Charles, yeah.
Oh, Charles it Wilson. Is. I about to say Charles Wright working at the stove.
Charles Wright at the stove.
Yeah, he is making it.
So, that was Charles Wilson was the last defensive winner.
Charles Wilson.
This is the one. The last wide receiver to win a Heisman.
I think I know that one.
Hold on.
Hold on, chicken. The champ trying to use his champ vision. Yeah. Use my page turning vision.
Didn't that boy
did? She did get it right.
Desmond Bryant.
Desmond
I
Howard.
Like,
I know that's right.
It wasn't Bryant, it was Howard. Desmond, yeah. Howard.
Desmond Howard.
Hey, either she's got good vision or she can read chicken scratch upside down. Hey, but she got two of the hardest questions. She is the champ. So look, we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to get into that preseason football. I got some cards here. We're going to talk about these Cowboys games.
Gotta talk about them boys.
And then we're going to talk about.
I was going to go easy on you.
How about them Cowboys?
We're going to talk about the football team here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
How about them Cowboys?
Those guys. And we're going to talk about some other stuff.
Hey, you know, I have seen something about the Cowboys.
Hey, okay. We'll talk about that.
I don't want to tell them no more.
Let's roll these commercial breaks. Let's roll this commercial when we get back. Coach Rob is ready to talk about preseason football.
And you better not say nothing bad about the Cowboys.
Sorry, Cowboys. We'll be right back. Arms are long enough to slap, slap. They said I rap like a robot, so call me rap. But for me to rap like a computer, must be in my jeans. I got a laptop in my back pocket. My pinnacle walk when I have.
The OBD and Coach Rob show is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com. That's AUDIBLE.com. A leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're listening to us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/RFSports, you get one free audiobook and 1 month free service with that sign up. They have everything from green eggs and ham to rich dad poor dad. Check it out today at audibletrial.com/RFSports. That's audibletrial.com/RFSports.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Big Crank. 2014 Urban Underground Awards are dedicated to bringing recognition to the nation. Hard working, unsigned, underrated, common, and all music genres. Fashion, bloggers, internet radio stations, and 20 plus categories. The 2014 Urban Underground Award tentative schedule date and live television taping is September 20th, 2014 at the Green Elephant in Dallas, Texas. Make sure you upload www.cboyeradio.com for voting information. That starts June 3rd. For more information and sponsorship, call 817-941-0246. Powered by CBOYRadio.com.
Back. That was my anthem, man of the year. What up, schoolboy Q? It's time to talk about preseason football.
No.
No?
Because y'all going to talk bad about my team.
We're not going to talk bad about the Dallas Cowgirls, Cowboys.
See, you know what? That is one thing that bothers me more than anything. When you're out in public and someone say about something about the Cowboys, and the first thing somebody trying to be funny say, are you talking about the Cowgirls? Yeah. That makes me very angry. Very angry. Talk about the Cowgirls. Quit working on your schedule.
I'm just scratching out losses. I got a lot of work to do on this Cowboys schedule.
I got us 12 and 4 this year.
You got us 12 and 4 this year?
I'm with that. See, I take that. The closer. Yeah. 12
and 4. I got them 8 and 8. So far, I got them 8 and 8, and I might finish up 7 and 9.
See.
I got us undefeated.
That's what Chick. Chicken the champ. Chicken the champ.
As long as she knock you out, I don't care.
Oh, man.
Anyway, preseason football, Coach Rob, what you got?
Man, I got the Cowboys going undefeated, and that's just what it's going to be. And that's football. That sums it up for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. We don't even have to do football no more till Super Bowl.
All right, so we're going to go to this commercial break.
No, man. I just – if you watched any other games, these second games, week two, week three games they got going on, the Cowboys,
say it.
They showed a few good things.
Like what?
I'm an optimist. Like, I'm.
Your Dez Bryant coming?
Of course. I'm confident in our offense. I am. That defense scares the hell out of me.
Why?
They really, cause they dumb. they do dumb stuff.
Now, is it the defense or is it the defensive coaches?
I feel like it's the players. Like, coaches are meant to put you in a scheme, and within that scheme, you work. Their work ethic on the field, I'm not, you know, it's, they dumb. I don't get it. They supposed to be here. They there. They supposed to be there. They here. You supposed to make a tackle. You don't. You stop the ball. You don't. You know it.
But you know that's been the theme for the past how many seasons, Coach?
That's what I'm saying.
They've been. No, don't shake your head over there, Chicken. Now you're talking about the Cowboys. They are in the past. I think it's 10 years. They are a 500 franchise.
Yeah, but the defense ain't been this bad.
Before? This is the worst you've ever seen the Cowboys defense?
This defense is terrible, man.
And you have them going undefeated.
Because Romo and Dez.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you. I was impressed. I was mildly impressed with some of the grabs that Dez was getting. And, you know, maybe the biggest thing that I'm impressed with all right. Maybe the biggest thing that I'm impressed with, I saw a sports thing, I had the Rangers thing, but maybe the biggest thing that I'm impressed with is always Dez. I'm not impressed with Romo. I'm impressed with Dez, and I think if Dez was on any team, like if he was in Seattle, oh my God. Or if he was in San Francisco, where there was a different quarterback, someone who was actually looking to get the ball to their primary receiver, I just don't see the Cowboys. I'm telling you, it just seems like every time preseason is over with, and then the heat is put on and Romo's in there for fourth quarters, it's always dump off to Jason Witten. It's always a pass to Jason Witten. And then you see Dez by the third quarter frustrated because he's not looking his way.
But I ain't going to say he's not looking his way. But part of it, he didn't have help. A true second, third receiver that can take pressure off of Dez.
He never had.
Yeah.
Dez never got single.
Exactly. Cut. Like now he'll be able to. I'm liking our receiving core. I'm liking our tight ends. I'm liking the running backs, the offensive line, Romo. I mean, the offense will be fine.
The line?
Yes. As much money we spend on that line, they battle block.
Okay, we'll see. So you think the weakest part about our team is the defense?
No think to it. I know.
I think the weakest part of our team is Tony Romo.
Oh, man. See, you are.
Tell me why.
You're a Romo hater.
Tell me why. Yeah.
I don't like Romo.
Is it personally or what? Tell me why.
Right.
Tell me why.
Because Romo, although he has great statistics, the statistics that they never show is how many blown games that he's had. And okay. That's the thing when I look at things like December is his worst month. And it's not because he doesn't have great numbers. It's because he drops more games in December than any other quarterback. You can almost guarantee the last four games that are in December. Let's see. The Bears, the Eagles, the Colts, and Washington. And probably if there was a bye game coming up, he'd probably throw an interception in that one too. But those are always games that we need at the end of the year. And what happens in the fourth quarter? Cowboys rolling down the field. He's on the 30. Romo's looking for Witten. Interception!
If the defense do their job,
thank you.
Romo wouldn't have to be put. This the thing. Romo has how many games in schedule? 16 games, correct?
Yeah.
Romo has to win 12 to 13 of them games. So if he doesn't win three or four that he dropped, Romo is going to – that reason they 8-8 because Romo can win you eight games. If you have a defense that can win you three or four games, that's how you get to 12-4. The defense sucks.
Oh, good. We got a caller. You're on with the LMD and Coach Rob show.
Okay. Am I on live right now with the closer?
You on live with the closer? We talking Cowboys. What's going on?
Okay, man. Well, I mean, I'm a little off subject, man, but man, this is a young Tone, man, Northside Shorty, man. I was wondering, I heard you be doing some things for the kids, man, in the community, man. My son, he's really a big fan of yours. I was wondering what's the next thing you're gonna be organizing so I can, you know, bring him out, you know?
I got a good friend of mine, Terrence. He do this boxing boot camp right now on Saturdays. I'm going to be there this Saturday. It's right across from where I train at, actually, 3315 Seton Drive. So it's this Saturday. I think he's only doing $10 to, you know, see if they really like boxing and stuff like that. It's just really to pay for the waters and the stuff. I'm going to be there this Saturday. So if you want to bring him out Saturday.
I really appreciate that, man. We was at your fight that was on the south side at the ballroom, the New Year's knockout thing. Yeah, man. So I really enjoyed that little knockout that you did. So yeah, I'm gonna bring him out. You said it's gonna be this Saturday.
Yeah, it's this Saturday. It'll be I'm thinking 9:00. But if you got me on social media, I make a post about it.
Yeah, I follow your Instagram, your Facebook. Yeah, man, I follow everything, man. Like, we big fans of the closer, man, for real.
I sure appreciate that. Listen, since you follow everything, I'm gonna have to give you a shout out. So go like the last picture and like just write a comment so I know it's you, so I can give you a shout out on the social media. But I make sure
man,
I post
that'll be huge, man. My son here on my Facebook and everything.
And
man,
that's what I'm gonna do, a picture of your son, man.
Money Mayweather, man. But I know you're doing the whole team closer thing, man. Yeah. So we already got a shirt. So man, we're gonna continue support, man. Just keep on, you know, knocking them out. We'll be there Saturday. I'm gonna bring my lady Savannah with me.
All right, cool. Just make sure you hit the social media, and then I'll make sure so you can know what time it is, man. Appreciate you for calling, man.
Hey, man, give us your name and your son's name, and tell us where you're calling from.
Yeah, man, Young Tone, A-Rod, they call me North Dallas Shorty, so, yeah.
Already, man. Shorty. We appreciate you calling.
Appreciate that, A-Rod, man. Appreciate that.
Hey, A-Rod, one quick question. You a Cowboy fan?
You know, I'm really more of a fan of the Atlanta Falcons, but I can't.
Okay, see, we got to talk to you later. It's been nice talking to you. Have a great night.
Nah, man, we really appreciate you calling, man, and listening to the show, man. If there's anything else we can do for you, let us know, bro.
Okay, absolutely. Thanks again. Hey, keep it up. Keep up the good work, Poser.
I appreciate that, man.
Man, I need me a t-shirt, man. Yeah, that's Team Pose around here, man.
You next, I barely... Like, when I come out, I usually have my shirts.
Yeah, but you ain't have no extra shirts.
Yeah, just, man, we'll get y'all some. What size? Get them the sizes we're going to get
y'all. Well, okay. I don't even have shirts.
See?
Listen, because a lot of people talk.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't really want to walk.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
They say you don't know how to step.
Yeah.
And do the prep.
So many people, oh, man, I want a shirt. Oh. Man, when it's time to get their shirts, they yeah, we're in the go. Okay. We're really trying to sign chicken.
Yeah.
To the team closer. And if there's any boxes out there that need good management, man, I got a good management team. I manage fighters too, but not like hands on and hands off. I help you train.
Yeah, help me train too.
So just hit us up. LWboxing@gmail.com, right?
Already. We got another call on the line. Hey, you on the line with the Coach Rob and the OMD show, man. Who's calling?
Yo, man, this Jason, man, out of that North Dallas, man.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Man, the North is
Oh, nothing, man. Colin, get at my boy, the closer. Then what they talking about, man?
Man, it's whatever they talking about. I need a fight, man. I'm trying to get a fight.
So he ready for anybody. Take it on all comps.
Hey, man, every time I show that boy love, he making it a quick match. He get in there and do his thing, man. You see him at his regular 9-to-5. He's a totally different person when he in that ring, man. That boy's a beast.
Yeah, I've seen.
Man, I just try to keep working hard, man. That's all I try to do. Just work. Let me see. I'm trying to make it a statement where it's like not a sense. Can I say blackball?
Yeah, blackballed.
Oh, it's offensive.
No, it's not offensive.
I got blackballed turning pro, so they blackballed me. I had some good offers on the table, and they just disappeared. Like, so now they let me in the front though, so I'm coming in the back though.
Ooh,
already, man. Keep doing your thing, man. That boy's the truth, man. When you get a chance, y'all need to check my boy out, man.
Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that.
Already. Already, man. Y'all boys be good, man. All right,
bro. All right. We appreciate you listening.
Same. Already. Y'all take it easy, man.
Already. Now in the house. What up, Northside? Dino, Dallas, giving it in.
Man, I got loyal people.
You do.
Behind me,
you
man.
Do.
I got very important people trying to market me.
You got VIPs. VIPs. And Chicken says she's going to sign the contract on the show.
Listen, we've been trying to work a deal with Chicken.
We're
going to really talk now. I'm going to have to tell her what she's doing is good. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and turn amateur. Start your amateur career. It took her, I've been putting this in her head 2 years. Hurry up, go and turn amateur so you can fight by the year amateur. Turn pro so you can really see that money.
Yeah.
And now she finally listens.
Now, okay, since y'all talking about money, let me ask you a question. Do they got an age limit league?
Amateurs, people you can fight. Yeah, in the amateurs,
they got a senior league?
From 17, like, from kids, mm-hmm. like, from 8, you start fighting in amateurs at 8 to 16. Y'all like, you know, young people and you match up by weights.
Mm-hmm.
But from 17 to 34.
Mm-hmm.
And you still matched up by weights. After 34, it's 35 and up, they got a Masters League. You really don't get that many fights in the Masters. It's like, oh, you want to fight? You want to fight? Y'all just gone both sign up at the tournament.
Now, are they usually in shape in the Masters
Sometimes,
League?
Sometimes. This is cat out of Houston, man. He fought heavyweight like 240. He was about, he had to be 40 years old, but he was in shape. He coming in rocking the house.
Do you got a weight class? See what it is?
Yeah, it's Coach Rob
trying to get. I'm trying to make some extra money on the side.
It is a weight class.
But I really rather fight old midgets.
It depends on what size. See,
they got to be heavyweights though.
In regular weight class, it's like a 7 to 10 pound difference in weights. But in the Masters, go up like 20 to 30 pound difference in weight. So you can be like 200. Dude can still be 230. Y'all got to fight. But in
that's amateur, good, cause I'll be 230.
And that's what a lot of people don't know. That's the thing. But you want to be the biggest person in your way.
Yeah. What? So
you
want,
the bigger you are, the stronger, of course.
Yeah. I'm
we never have.
Like I walk around 210, 215. When I fight, I'm 175.
How you lose all that weight? Like,
just working hard.
See, I'm trying to get to 175. What is 175 like? It feels good.
I'm gonna show you now. That night it don't. I ain't gonna lie to you. I be like, man, I need to eat. But it looked good though. When I'm at 175, like, man, I need to stay this way.
We might have to go and get in.
Look,
get
I'm
some training.
I'm working. Later. I'm training because I got to fight the C4 later on.
And then I did chicken move kind of fast.
Kind of.
So, yeah, you do. You got a jump rope.
You're going to need more than jump
rope. You better play Mike Tyson.
You got two people to hold the jump rope.
We're going
to
switch it all the way up now.
Double Dutch.
We're going to switch it all the way up. This is what we're going to do. Chicken, gonna train one of y'all. I'm gonna train the other one.
You train me. She don't make me move.
But listen, y'all gonna get out with a head gear and some bigger gloves. Y'all get in there, have a little like 3-round little sparring session, like 60 seconds each round. And that's the event. That's the event we're gonna put.
How did Chicken in the
front? Train to fight, I train to fight.
What's Chicken's son name? Day-Day. I'm fun with Day-Day. Oh, Day-Day. 17.
You don't want it with Day-Day.
That's what you need to do. Do it like that. She train one of y'all, train the other one. We set it up, boom, boom, and come out and watch y'all do a little.
But I can spar with Day-Day, right?
Yeah, you can spar with Day-Day.
I can spar with Day-Day.
We might have to do it. We might have to work on the logistics behind this whole fight. Coach Rob might have to take a L and wear the Lulu skirt at the fight.
Oh yeah.
Cause it just might happen.
Oh yeah, both of y'all got the wear.
Oh, they got the wear. Y'all look like I love
see,
it too.
See, now you gonna, I'm gonna have to knock somebody out. I don't even want to have to knock nobody out.
he gonna be that boy I was sparring. I sparred a boy in gym. Cause I do spar boys in gym.
Yeah.
I guess he was getting mad because I was coming. He just started loading up.
See, that's what I don't want to happen because, you know, I love my beard.
Me too.
And if I'm about to lose, it's either her or the beard.
Look.
And I ain't losing my beard.
Look, they said they going to train us and then we going to have to spar with one another. And the loser between me and you has to cut their beard. Nah. So you're going to lose your beard.
It's all for charity.
I don't know her.
We talked about that early on the
man,
first.
Man, her don't get along.
Look, we're gonna work out the details.
I'm the best trainee ever. I'm in better shape than you.
How far you want to run?
And I got on polo shoes.
See, we better go run some laps in the parking lot.
See, those shoes,
I'm already running. I'm already.
I got on polo shoes and these shorts, my jean shorts. How far you want to run?
Say, as you can see, these boxers are for real.
Yes.
Their competitiveness shines.
We are going to let you know before next week's show, we're going to let you know the logistics behind this whole boxing for charity thing that's going on here. If Coach Rob is going to fight Chicken, I'm going to fight C4, or C4 going to fight Chicken, or is Coach Rob going to cut his beard off because he lost the fight to the great and magnificent Omi D?
Or is Chicken going to knock out Liddell, you know?
A Chicken going to knock out Liddell, you know?
Of course she going to knock me out. I'm not going to swing back.
He said he can't because he a pro and we amateurs. And those are deadly weapons that he's texting with right now. So we can't
deadly text her.
Say, girl, I will text you the wrong message and get myself arrested.
That's how smart I'll be.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he get to the lightweight. If I get down to 175, people going to wonder what I do. But hanging out with Whitney Houston, what is going on? But look, let's wrap this up, man. We got about 8 minutes. Let's talk about this upcoming Cowboys schedule. I passed out everybody a little complimentary schedule from Miller Lite.
Okay.
And I told everybody to mark off the games that they feel like the Cowboys are going to drop this season.
Home opener.
Home opener against San Fran. Let's just run them down one by one. Everybody say loss, win, and we'll start around,
I go first.
Okay.
Ladies first.
Home opener. Cowboys versus San Francisco.
They're going to win.
She got a win. Champ, what you say?
I got a loss.
You got a loss. Coach Rob.
Win.
L from Omi D. Spank.
I got an L.
You got an L. We got L for the San Francisco. So I think the L's win that one. Let's see. September 14th, Tennessee Titans versus the Cowboys at Tennessee. Chicken.
We won.
W from Chicken. Are you just going to say W for all of them?
Yes, we undefeated. Okay.
Undefeated. Chicken's vote for the rest of the thing is in.
Yes.
Closer, what you say against Tennessee?
Against Tennessee.
Tennessee.
We win.
Coach?
W.
I'm going to say a W. Tennessee, what about you, Spank?
That's a dub for them boys,
That's
man.
That's a dub for them boys. St. Louis, I know Chicken, you got a W for St. Louis, right? What about you, Closer?
I got a dub at St. Louis, too.
Dub at St. Louis, Coach Rob?
W.
I'm going to say a dub at St. Louis, too. Sorry. St. Louis.
Keep it rolling.
Keep it rolling.
Okay.
Keep the dub rolling around the table. Coming up, the New Orleans Saints on NBC, 7:30 p.m. It's a Sunday night game. Their first Sunday night game against New Orleans. W
we
from the Chiefs.
We that, not who
she
that.
She said we that.
Who we that?
We that.
We that nation.
We that.
We that nation. What you got to say, Closer? Who that? Who that?
I'm about to punch
him. Calling the L on that one. Coach Rob, what do you got?
We that.
We
that.
We that nation.
Yeah, we
Coach Rob got a we that nation. Uh-oh. We got a cramp.
Charlie Horse.
We got Charlie Horse.
We got a Charlie Horse live on the show. The closer leg has just closed.
Fans of the closer, do not be concerned. We did not injure him. He just caught a Charlie Horse.
Charlie did.
After saying that we were going to lose against the Saints.
We're going to win that.
He said, we that. We that nation.
We that.
I say we're going to take a W for the New Orleans Saints. They're going to lose here in Dallas. It's going to be a great, great time. It's going to be a lot of disappointed New Orleans people here in Dallas. Spank, you say W?
I say W.
Let's roll right along. Houston Texans game for the whole state. What about you? Chicken? W?
Dub.
Dub.
Dub on that one. Yeah, we're gonna
Dub. Coach?
We that.
Yeah.
Jerry's World. Taking home.
I'm going to say a dub because Houston still doesn't know who their quarterback is. Seattle Seahawks. I know you're saying dub.
We that.
We that. Closer?
We losing that
one. We losing that one. Coach Rob. I'm
going to tell you, we winning, and Dez going to turn Richard Sherman anew.
Yeah. Now, Dez going to act bad on Richard.
Yeah, I think Dez is going to act bad on Richard, but it's going to be a disappointing loss by Tony Romo fail to the defense. Oh, so it's going to be an L from Omi D. Spank, what you got for me?
Loss number two on the season.
L number two on the season, right where I am at. Now, let's talk about October 19th, New York Giants. W from the lady right here. What about you, Closer?
W, we're at home.
Home Giants. W from the closer. Coach Rob.
W.
Omi D is going to roll with statistics, and normally when we play the Giants at home, first time home, they're going to kick our butts. So I'm going to take a L, and my man Day-Day says, that's pretty funny, and he agrees. What do you say?
I got to win for the next three home games.
You got to win for the next three home on the home stand, so it means we can wipe you. We don't have to ask you in this next one. Washington Redskins, W here.
Yeah, because it's the day before my birthday.
Right on. There's nothing says lucky like my birthday is tomorrow. What about you, the closer? What you got against the Redskins?
We beating the Redskins.
Beating the Redskins at home. What about you, Coach Rives? Monday Come night on, football man. Game.
Ain't no Redskins. It's the Deadskins.
Oh, snap. What about you, Spank?
That's a W.
I'm going to say watch out for the surprise L on Monday night. Something about Monday night football and the Washington Redskins and the Dallas Cowboys. They always play tough.
RG3 might go out with another injury on that game. So.
I don't know what defense is going to tackle him. So let's see. Let's talk about this Arizona Cardinals game. I'm going to call. We got a W over here from the champ. What about you, closer?
Arizona Cardinals, a W.
W, Coach Rob, W.
We that.
We that. Spank, we that.
Dub.
Dub from us, Arizona. I'm sorry, you guys, unless you're going to pick up a whole new defensive team like the Houston Texans, I don't see who you're going to help. So, Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, this is one that I don't quite know until this quarterback controversy is done. But if Blake Bortles is in there, I'm going to have to roll with Jacksonville. What about you, Chicken? W?
W, baby.
The closer?
I got a W. We winning it.
Coach Rob?
It's Jacksonville.
Jacksonville?
We that.
Blowout.
No, I'm Cowboys. Saying it's Jacksonville. We going to win because it's Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And W and Dez and throw up the
Yeah, that's a blowout.
That's what I'm saying.
Surprise L on the schedule.
Man.
Watch for it.
W.
Watch for it. And on the bye week, who do we have on the bye week?
We're
going to win on the bye week.
Because all the other NFC East teams don't lose.
Man, what about our second bout versus the New York Giants on the 23rd? That's is that the day before Thanksgiving? What's Thanksgiving? No, Sunday. Sunday. We played an Eagle. Oh, sorry. I got ahead of myself. New York Giants, second time. W, of course. What about you? Second time for the closer?
We losing the second time around.
We losing.
I had them winning the first one, but we losing the second time around.
Losing away. What about you, Coach Rob?
We that.
We that. Spank.
I had an L on this one, too, man.
You got an L, too.
Eli gets it together end of the season.
Yeah.
So what you say?
Omi D?
Yeah.
I'm going to say the Cowboys are going to win.
Uh-oh.
I like their numbers when they go up to New York and they play in that stadium, especially when they take that first L to New York at home.
Okay.
They normally win that game. And some Dez has a chip on his shoulder. Even Romo has a chip on his shoulder. And so they normally go up there and do pretty good. And I don't think the weather will be that bad in November at that point in New York. But the next game, Thanksgiving, 3:30 p.m. after you're good and full from that turkey.
The Eagle Legs.
The Eagles. Chip Kelly and the Eagles. We got a dub from the Chicken, the Champ right here. What about you, closer?
We're beating the Eagles.
A W over Chip Kelly. What about you, Coach?
No, I can't stand the Eagles.
We that.
Like Dez Bryant going home with the turkey leg.
Dez Bryant's taking the turkey leg home. I'm going to say we are going to beat the Philadelphia Eagles first time here on Fox. Shout outs to Fox and their affiliates. Chicago Bears. W from the Chicken, the Champ. Closer, what you think about these Bears this year?
We beating the Bears. Who are the Bears?
Who are the Bears?
They got rid of their only talent, Devin
Hester. The Bears.
That's it.
They got rid of him, so who's the talent?
No, I'm riding with them Cowboys.
I'm going to say the Bears are going to lose. I mean, the Bears are going to lose, not the boys. The Bears are going to lose this game. Cowboys are going to win one up at Soldier Field. What about you, Spank?
I'm riding with them boys.
Well, before we get off of this game, let's just think there might be one interesting factor. This is a December 4th night game in Chicago. Let's just see how the weather turns out.
It's going to be a tough one. It's going to be a tough one, but I'm rolling with them boys.
It's going to be a tough one.
Chicago still had the same quarterback?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So.
Cowboys.
Yeah.
Let's just do. Chicken the Champ has the Cowboys going undefeated for the season. Mm-hmm. So we know the rest of these games are going to be W's for you. I'm just going to go ahead and put this out there. The last three games for the Cowboys are in December, and I'm putting losses for them on these teams. So I got L's for the next three votes. I'm going to go around the table for the closer. Who do you think Philadelphia Cowboys at Philadelphia for the second time?
Philly got this that time.
Philly got it.
Yeah.
Philly got an L for the Cowboys.
What you think, Spank?
Going with the Cowboys on that one, man.
That's what I'm talking about. With the boys.
Yeah. Okay, Coach Rob over taking notes.
Boys.
Okay, Indianapolis Colts. Closer, who you got?
We beating the Colts.
Got the Colts? Coach Rob, who you got?
Got them boys.
Spank?
Got us losing in a shootout, man.
Yeah. I do, too. I told you, I got L's for the last three games for Romo.
Got us losing in a shootout.
And the last game of the season, the one that will probably hold our playoff fate like it always does, as we sit waiting to see if we'll be 9-7 or 8-8 in a wild card playoff spot. the Washington Redskins. Closer?
We beating the Redskins.
Beating
we
the Redskins.
Sweeping the Redskins this year. They don't have no team.
They sweeping the Redskins.
Sweeping the Redskins whack this year?
Like yeah. Damn, look, RG3 will never be the same.
I feel like by that game, RG3 knee will be messed up again. DeSean Jackson will be in jail.
Whoa!
And Pierre Garçon will have a reality TV show.
Wow, Pierre Garçon hooked me up last year on the fantasy points. So I'm hoping if I get him this year that we won't have that. But I'm thinking the Cowboys are going to drop that game too. So
what you think? I got us taking the win. Going to the playoffs, solid.
On me,
solid.
I got it.
Yeah, come get some playoffs.
You got something for me?
I took a poll.
I got 8-8 on the Cowboys.
See, you personally got 8-8. I said undefeated. The closer said 12-4.
Yeah.
What did you say, Spank?
12-4.
12-4. And Chicken, the champ.
The champ.
Said undefeated.
Two C's.
As a whole. On the Coach Rob, Omi D, Coach Rob show.
Yes, however you look at it.
We have them going 14-2. 14-2. I kept a tally. Best 3 out of 5.
14-2.
14-2.
Cowboys will be
14-2.
Division first round by division champs. Home field advantage.
I wanted them to go undefeated.
And Jerry going to make some happen with a Super Bowl. Going to be here this year.
Watch.
Hey, if the Cowboys go 14-2, you best believe the Super Bowl going to be here this
year. Jerry going to make it happen. He's going to trade all his draft picks for the next 10 years.
He's
going to
have to make so much money.
I got to do that one, folks. Exactly. Got to do that one. Get your popcorn ready.
Get your popcorn ready.
So, look, everybody keep their card. It's very simple. Keep your card. All season, put it up somewhere. I'm going to keep mine in my laptop bag. So every time I come up to the show, starting September 7th, Sunday, we can start watching these picks. I got them 8-8. Everybody else around the table except Chicken has them going undefeated, 12-4. Fisher, what do you think? 12-4?
6-10.
6-10. Wow. You heard it from
me. We need to beat him up.
It got to be time to go.
You heard it from me. And on that note, look, let's everybody give out their Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Let's start up here with Chicken. Give everybody the Instagram or wherever you want them to find you on social networks and give them that information.
Yeah, you can find me at Facebook at Triple D Fighter. You can find me on Instagram at the_real_slim_goody. And you can find me on YouTube at Chicken the Champ and watch me whoop some A for cash.
Boom.
Apples.
Boom.
Apples.
Boom. The closer.
On my Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, it's all the same. Liddell the closer. LadellTheCloser. Liddell the closer all the way around. Talk to me. I talk back.
Ooh, and it punched.
I manage my own everything.
He might talk back an hour, 3 days later, but he talked back.
I ain't made it that big yet. So, for now,
you talking back
first. I think I'm always talk back. I love interacting with the people. I love it.
I do too. I got like almost 8,000 followers on Instagram.
Oh, wow.
I really have 2 Facebook pages, but the Triple D Fighter is pretty much like my fight page.
Yeah, it's pretty much locked up. It just said you have reached 5,000 people.
Oh, yeah.
And Omi D cannot like your page.
You can't even follow it?
I can't follow it. You got too many people.
I got like 5,000 friends on
you gotta
one of my pages.
You got to go find Omi D online and like my page.
Okay.
Because you got all the friends. I ain't got none. It's okay.
I'm going to delete somebody just for you.
Somebody whack, too.
Let me say this, too. Sunday, this time, speaking of charity, Sunday at Miller Park in Highland Hills, they're doing a back-to-school giveaway. All my childhood friends, we all just put in and, you know, just giving back. So bring your kids out there, back-to-school giveaway. You have a bounce house, free food, free school supplies, and we're going to end it.
I'm bringing Day Day.
We're going to end it with a kickball.
A kickball game.
Man,
like
at Miller Park. I don't know the address. It's in Highland Hills, Dallas, Texas, Oak Cliff, Texas. Miller Park.
What time is it kicking off?
It's kicking off about 3:00 Sunday. It's on a Sunday.
Google it.
Can I give a shout out?
This Sunday.
Google Maps said, look, I'm going to show up. I'm going to be there.
before.
Do I need to bring my kickball gear?
Man, bring it.
All right.
I'm out there playing. I ain't just watching. I'm playing.
All right, I'm in there.
I might need to play too.
I'm playing. Whoever want to play, you just come and we're going to put you on the team.
I'm out there.
We're going to have one big game.
I'm out there.
At the end of the giveaway, everything, we're just going to have one big game. And shout out to my team. I got a great manager, y'all, man. Look, don't take this in a bad way, people. He bugs me. But it's in a good way. You train. What else can I be doing? Right. You call me when you get up six in the morning. That's when I'm sometimes like taking me a nap because I done got up at 4.
Yeah.
What you doing? I just got back from running. Now I don't think you ran far. I said, well, come on over here with me. Now I'm all right over here. Yeah, you run far. But he be on it, man. Shouts out to Rodney Fisher. That's a good man. Shouts out to my whole team closing. Man, my team, they know who they are. I got a list. It's about 10 of us. I got a list. I'm not bigger than my team. I tell them, don't talk to me because I think I'm too big. Don't talk to them. I let them make the decision.
Yeah.
If y'all think it's a good look, we doing it. Yeah. I don't think they'll make a decision on who I fight because I want to fight anybody. Anything else, if it's a good look, we doing it. I ain't too big for nothing. I still go to the hood stuff, the upper echelon stuff, the in-between. I do it all, man. So just... Team closer, be around.
Yeah, ready.
Ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. Still waiting on that T-shirt.
When y'all gonna have me back? I need my answer now. I don't want y'all. I'm gonna
do right, y'all gotta tell me.
Yeah, back. I don't need that. I'm gonna get in touch with your people. Get in touch with my people.
We just gonna show up. They gonna make us.
When we coming back?
Wait a minute, your manager is my manager.
My manager is your manager.
I said, so he know.
Whenever you come back, we'll.
I can't look. We'll have y'all back. You said you're gonna have a fight possibly in September.
Yes, September.
When you know for sure when you're going to have that fight, let us know. You'll be on that Wednesday.
All right, cool. We got to do that pre-fight. We'll be there.
Yeah. And I'm going to come watch the fight.
All yeah.
Cool. Coach Rob, give him some social media stuff.
Hey, you know, Coach Rob, the comedian, the sports king, the sports caster, Mr. Sports, a.k.a. Rob Dirty D, the human pit bull, red nose to be exact, Roof. Was that enough that I'm missing him?
Yeah, it's pretty much cool.
Hey, find me on Facebook, Coach Rob, Instagram, Coach _ Rob 23, Twitter, Coach Rob, YouTube, Coach Rob, McDonald's. Nah, I ain't at McDonald's. Man, I'm everywhere. Just find me.
Do you be dancing or
something? Yeah, well, that's them old tapes.
Yeah.
They said they were going to take them
to college.
Yeah. Hey, man, y'all know, just look for me. I'm Coach Rob. I'll be at your local Little League event at any given time, any given day. Look for me.
Hey, that's right. Check me out. You through? All right. So check me out everywhere. OMID Online. OMIED Online. Hey, come out to Steam. Club Steam in Arlington next week, 25-13. Heck, from now until the end of Monday Night Football, come out. We got free pool tables. We got poker tables. We got domino tables. We got drink specials, $10 buckets, everything. Come out, have a good time, and watch some Monday Night Football with us. Look, I love everybody. Shout-outs to my mom. Shout-outs to my niece. Shout-outs to my sister. Shout-outs to – I got distracted. Shout-outs to my babe Casey and Chicken the Champ. She got some shout-outs.
Oh, yeah. Well, I want to give a shout-out to WMRN. We make real music. My people, they be looking out for me. You know what I'm saying? With the Nike girl, because, you know, I'm the Nike kid.
Yeah.
So, sure. Shout-out to y'all, Bruce Wayne, Lady Savage. We do, y'all.
Man, already. Spank?
Yeah, man. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, DJ Spanker J. Hey. Love you, baby. Be home soon.
Hey, and check us out on rfsportsradio.blogspot.com. Calm.
Yes.
Every day you can hear our show, 7 to 9? 7 to 9. Every day. Check it out. All day.
All day.
It's the best show ever.
All day.
And you can check out. Let's do it. Chicken's gonna sign some contracts. Y'all check out my blog.
Hey.
We'll check y'all next week.
I'm gonna be in an exhibition fight.
Hey. We're gonna be in an exhibition fight. Chicken gonna beat up Coach Rob. We'll catch y'all next Wednesday. We love y'all and we out.
I love my wife. Man of the bounce. Rusty girls everywhere. In the air, somebody over here, shaking for the man of the year, man of the year, man of the brow, home of the party in the tree, sunny lit land of the G's, please let a nigga breathe, tank top, top down for the breeze, burnt lips, got a blunt full of weed, peace, love in the meat, nigga I ain't come for the beef, you ain't know she came for the sweet, got bite for the cheeks, nigga I'm the life for the beef, fuck that, this year gotta eat, bounce for the crown, you be hating and I still hold it down, when you round, man the girls never lounge, man I heard you a hound, right, man that bitch need a bounce, tip, 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 bounce. bounce out of gown, hands high to the sound. Yeah, yeah, I'm the rich nigga now. Big bitch, down the talk of the town. Make a bitch run a mouth. Yeah, yeah, go south for the boy. Pop, pop, pop down to the floor. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Party over here, shaking for the man of the year. Mad man of the year, mad man of the bounce. Rusty girls everywhere, titty ass hands in the air. So party over here, shaking for the man of the year. Mad man of the year, mad man of the bounce. Rusty girls everywhere, titty ass hands in the air. So party over here, shaking for the man of the year. Mad man of the year, mad man of the bounce. We cards every corner sell her. Watch it fly to a bird. Nigga, I can pitch you a curve. Let this real shit occur. Make meals from a bird. Nigga, cup a crib in the burbs. Nigga, you ain't said nothing but a word. Talk something for your nerve. Home of the paid on the first need.